Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Monday, the 13th day of February 2012, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Now, Ed Asner has been involved producing a new film that basically puts 9/11 on trial, the official story, and he is going to be joining us in the third hour today, and we'll also take some calls. For Ed. I don't agree with Ed's politics when it comes to socialism and things, because I know that it never works, and I know that the ultra-rich actually promote socialism as a way to consolidate power, but he is a well-meaning individual who I think is very honorable. You know, even if I don't agree with a right-winger or a left-winger or a libertarian on a specific issue, a lot of it is where their heart is coming from. And the fact that they have, you know, the courage of their conviction. Real corruption, real evil is consciously knowing how the world works and basically playing it off against the general population. And so we'll be talking to Ed Asner coming up about this 9/11 film that is being produced and 9/11 10 plus years later. In the meantime today, we are going to have open phones after I cover some of the news. And obviously the news is just off the charts wild. I meant yesterday to get some into Whitney Houston because it ties into the statistics on drug overdose, a prescription drug overdose, and how many times more dangerous it is compared to illegal drugs, which I don't support or promote either. It's just that the illegal drugs are kept illegal because they're clandestine, because they're non-pharmacological and are grown, and the big pharma cannot create a monopoly on them. And so big pharma, through banking subsidiaries, would rather simply also control the illegal, naturally occurring drugs so they can keep the price up. So we'll be covering some of that. Also, the Denver Post has got an article out demonizing Sheriff Richard Mack's movement, meeting with over 100 sheriffs a few weeks ago that we've covered and talked about, educating them about the 10th Amendment states' rights movement. That ties in with the New York Times freaking out over people waking up to Agenda 21 all over the United States and worldwide. Humanity is really waking up, and that's very, very exciting. Obama has rolled out his new budget, and we have big developments on the Syria and Iran front. I'm going to cover that first when we come back. And Ron Paul has come out and is challenging Maine and saying there's serious anomalies. So good job to Ron Paul on that front. And the New York Times has the headline, Could Ron Paul Still Win Maine? Here's the Infowars.com article and PrisonPlanet.com article by Steve Watson. Paul campaign points to anomalies in Romney-Wayne Maine victory. Slams mainstream media suggest Romney may have had a hand in canceling key county caucuses because of snow and things. And a CPAC boss says Jeb Bush may be nominee at brokered convention. So that's just some of the news we're going to be breaking down. Also, the Daily Caller, by the way, even though he's called me names and he thought that Adam Kokesh worked for me, up there when they were in New Hampshire primaries. I want to go ahead and get Tucker Carlson on. So I think the Daily Caller is doing some good work. I know the former editor of it works for Rand Paul as his communications director. So I want to get Tucker on for a friendly, not debate about 9/11 truth, but about other issues. So let's try to get Mr. Bowtie on. I guess he doesn't wear those anymore. But... Because I like what the Daily Caller's doing. This is up at Infowars.com. Daily Caller broke it. Investigation, Media Matters, conspires with White House to influence news.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Monday, the 13th day of February, 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, the coroner is now confirming she died from prescription drugs, Whitney Houston. She did not die from going underwater in the bathtub. She did not drown. And she did not die from illegal drugs. She died from legal prescription drugs, just like Marilyn Monroe, just like Elvis, and just like countless other millions of people. Conservatively, over 150,000 people die a year just from prescription drugs that are based in opiates. And then, of course, you've got well over 100,000 other deaths on top of that. Some years, it's 300,000+ total, where people die from different types of drug interaction. Paul Watson has an article up at Infowars.com with the headline that the establishment media is hiding the fact that Whitney Houston died from prescription drugs. Just like it's always buried in the news that every single school shooter we've seen, it always comes out later in the trials or the investigation, but never in the first week, that all of them that I've ever seen have been on Ritalin, Prozac, or mixtures of them. And I shot a video yesterday morning when it came out that the police reported there was a whole bunch of prescription drugs, including Xanax, that she was mixing. I shot a video that's gone viral, the secret of Whitney Houston's death discovered. And the reason I'm beginning the broadcast with this today is because we can save lives. We can grab victory from the jaws of defeat with her tragic death. She was an unrivaled talent. I personally have never really been into that genre of music, but I actually did like her songs, the ones that she did in the 80s and early 90s before she became addicted to a cocktail of different illegal and legal drugs and alcohol and destroyed herself with her boyfriend. But we need to point out that there's never been one death from marijuana. You can pull that up. The government admits that. I don't smoke marijuana. I've smoked it before. I've experimented. I don't particularly like it. So I'm not saying decriminalize marijuana because I'm a pothead. I actually know a lot of folks that have had their motivation destroyed by marijuana. Some people that are already aggressive and type A personalities have been empowered by marijuana. They say it helps them not become angry. It helps takes the edge off. They kind of self-medicate like some people do with a glass of wine. I think that's fine. For a lot of people, it does turn people into zombies. I've seen marijuana take people that were just moderate students, not too aggressive, not too ambitious, but had futures. And I've seen it destroy them, turn them into zombies. And the whole marijuana worship crowd's going to get mad at me there. Look, I'm for decriminalization. It has thousands of known medical uses. It's a magic herb given to us by God. I'm for total decriminalization. But I'm not going to sit there and say it isn't a double-edged sword. Now, that said, cops pull me over and ask if there's drugs in my car. I use no illegal drugs. And the only legal drugs I use now are caffeine and I guess I take Rebound and it's got some ginseng in it. And occasionally I do have a glass of red wine still if I'm eating a big juicy steak or out having Italian food. But I'm on a diet, so I'm not out eating that very often. The point is that they put out chemicals into the society, legal and illegal, that they know the human body wants. And different types of people are predisposed chemically towards liking different types of drugs. And when you use it, they arrest you and take you to a prison. And has it cut back on drug use? No, we have the highest per capita. Look it up. We're the most obese, the most unhealthy, the most dumbed down. And we use more drugs than any other country, not just per capita, but period. I've seen the graphs. Some graphs have the United States using over one third of illegal drugs. In fact, just type in, U.S. uses most illegal drugs in the world. U.S. drinks more alcohol. Yeah, there it is. U.S. leads the world in illegal drug use, CBS News. We also lead the world in alcohol. We lead the world in cancer, diabetes, neurological disorders, in divorce. We are a cursed, blighted nation. We've come from being the greatest nation with the highest IQ, the highest test scores, the most inventions, the most wealth, the most free, the most aggressive, to the most pathetic. And I'm not saying all this because, oh, look, America's bad. Ha, ha, ha. I'm like, look at this. Let's clean ourselves up. Again, there was prohibition in the 1920s for 9 years, and alcohol use more than tripled. Alcohol poisoning, some statistics are 5 times higher than it was. Crime exploded in some areas more than 20 times. Go look it up. You can just type in whatever I say and you'll get government documents, congressional studies, news. Crime exploded during Prohibition. In fact, guys, you just showed them CBS. Type in crime exploded during Prohibition. Everybody knows that. But you know what? Let's document everything we say to a neurotic new level here. So, crime explodes. The police before, who were just corrupt, running the gambling and the prostitution, now they could get huge profits off of alcohol. Now, the Christians figured out they'd been conned and manipulated into pushing for prohibition when the crime rate exploded and it became so cool to be drunk constantly. And speakeasies, there were more bars than ever. And the big alcohol producers just used it to shut down all their competition. And we went from thousands of breweries to just, less than 10 after Prohibition with all the regulations that came in. Within 1 year of Prohibition ending, they decriminalized speed variants, opiate variants, synthetic opiates, raw opiates, heroin, marijuana, and dozens of other drugs. And what'd the cops do? They're like, we got to have a business. And the mobsters that control the police, that's the Kennedys, that's the Jewish mob, the Italian mob, the WASP mob, the Bushes were all involved. I had family that was Dixie Mafia involved, running all the major liquor operations, large portions of it in Houston. Some of the most wealthy families in Austin ran the liquor for Al Capone as well. People like the Steiners. I mean, this is what goes on. This is how America ran during Prohibition. And when Prohibition ended, they said, we got to have something new. Cocaine, heroin, you name it. And then they had movies actually come out and show the drugs being used and show it being cool in the movies and the hippest thing. And then by it being illegal, low-level dealers could have nice houses, nice cars, prostitutes. It was seen as cool. And so everybody adopted it. So, yeah, there it is. The not-so-roaring 20s. New York Times, then it goes into the exploding crime rate right there. At first glance, if you blow that up, I can read it. It's New York Times, so who knows if it's true. The numbers do seem to support the conventional wisdom. According to census mortality statistics, the national homicide rate jumped 40% under Prohibition. After it was repealed in 33, murder rates plummeted. It's only natural to concede that criminalizing the market for alcohol caused a huge increase in crime. And then they go on and whitewash it and go, let's just keep drugs illegal. Never mind those numbers. All right, I'm already digressing, and I've got just all this other news to cover. See, here's my frustration. I've just given you part of what happened with Prohibition. I've only given you a small portion of the news and the information concerning that. I could go into, on record, British intelligence couldn't take over China, but China made one mistake. China, 300 years ago or so, you can look up the dates, right around 300 years ago, made opium illegal, punishable by death. uh-oh, you did it. Giant black market. There'd always been opium addicts in China with it coming in out of Afghanistan and Indochina. And within just a space of 70 plus years, they first took over the port towns and the police, the British intel did, and within 70 plus years, the entire country, they broke it in what? First 6 parts, then 9 parts, finally more than 12 parts, and they had the French zone, the U.S. zone, the Dutch zone, the German zone, the British controlled all the ports, and they ran the whole country and put warlords in charge and brought all the drugs in and addicted the country. And they went, wow, this works really good. And that was the impetus for in the 30s saying, let's do to Europe and to the United States what we did to China. We'll make it illegal. We'll corrupt the police. We'll take over the entire society. And what's it done? Last time I saw numbers since the mid-1970s, by 2005, the last time I saw numbers from the Justice Department and the DEA, there's triple the cocaine use and triple the heroin use. And actually, I've seen numbers. The heroin's increased since the CIA got that really bumper crop. Now 92% of world heroin supply out of opium out of Afghanistan. And they got the troops growing that smack and bringing it in as fast as they can and having them on the news growing it, of course, because the slaves are busy watching football. And since the troops don't like growing the opium, we'll just put them on the news doing it. And then the troops are going to a psyop and think, well, it must be okay. We're on the news as heroes for growing the opium. And so we have giant prisons, 6 million in prison, biggest in the world, drug abuse skyrocketing, your daughters selling themselves to raise the money to pay the government and big banks for the heroin and the cocaine, while the schools put your kids on synthetic speed and Prozac, on hallucinogenic mind control drug.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's
criminal mafia, but it's a mafia that hired a bunch of scientists to create a scientific control grid. Look at this news. This is out of the Daily Mail today. Notice that 10 years ago, you never heard people talking about eugenics. Now you see it in the news almost every day. We're forcing it out there. And as people begin to get knowledge of it, they discover the entire system is based on it. Yale University's plan to create an intellectually superior race of children to depopulate and repopulate Britain after World War II. Yale University only offered children of Oxford and Cambridge University staff an evacuation of the U.S. during nuclear war with Russia. One evacuee had raised questions about the experience, asking, did they want to save the gene pool? Yale's president, James Angel, was a, quote, fanatic eugenicist in the worst meaning of the word. And again, every major university that we've looked into randomly, the biology department head, the psychology department heads, they are always, I've randomly checked universities, Yale, Harvard, UT, they're always writing papers about reducing population and eugenics. And again, my dad, top of his class, already at UT in high school, part of a summer program. They test 160 of the smartest kids in Texas, take the top 6, bring them into a room and tell them, you know, basically, you're going to be part of the future elite. We're establishing a eugenics world government. Hitler was bad because he only wanted to go after certain groups. We're going after everybody. And my dad was like, no, thank you. He was called in by the head of the botany department, and he was nothing special. This is standard, and most people get called in or are told, you're the elite, you're the best, you're going to be part of this. They're like, oh, yes, and boom, that happened to Bill Gates. It happened to all these people. That's why Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, George Soros meet at Rockefeller University, according to ABC News, to discuss global government and how they reduce population. And then I covered it on the Sunday show. Me and Aaron were talking about it. How the British royalty won't take vaccines, eat only organic, and have organic food flown around the world with them. how the German government only eats organic and won't take vaccines, all in the news, but just hidden here and there, how the Chinese government has secret gardens and tries to keep it secret that they eat only filtered non-fluoride water and don't take vaccines and eat only organic because they know it's designed to sterilize them. I mean, this is all in the news. We're just aware of it and pull together like 10 mainstream articles and show you where it's admitted. So you got Bill Gates openly saying he loves you. Please take a shot because he cares about you. But then in a speech to a bunch of technocrats laughing and saying we got to give the population shots so we get the human population down, and everyone starts laughing and clapping, and it cuts to all the chicken neck trendies who are all top of their class too, clapping, getting off on the power. Dr. Pianca, Texas Academy of Sciences, projects red skulls on the wall. This was in major Texas papers 5 years ago. It's in my film Endgame. Remember this. And says he said his family's going to have to die, but world government's what's needed, and we've got to have at least 90% die. And a standing ovation with people crying. All the top scientists in Texas, they're at the meeting crying. Papers reporting in rapture as he says, prepare to kill 90%. Oh, yes. Oh, crying. Oh, I'm such a control freak. I've got such power. I hate everybody. No, they told me when I was in high school I was the smartest. We're part of this little sick mutual worship society. And Pianca's like, I know my family will have to die too. I'm sad, but it has to be. It's going to happen soon. We're all going to die. It's beautiful. I mean, this is the type of wild craziness that you and I and all of us are facing. And you can go look up everything I'm saying. These people are beyond nuts. And it goes on to say that Yale, of course, working for the U.S. government, was obsessed with the genetic bloodlines of the British upper class. So was Hitler. He believed the British were even more Aryan than the Germans because the Germans have been overrun by other groups. And so that's why Hitler at first wouldn't bomb cities. He'd only bomb bases. So the Brits, in a psychological warfare op that's been declassified, did a midnight raid early on into Berlin bombing city. So Hitler would throw a fit, their psychological warfare chiefs properly predicted, to then start bombing the population instead of military bases. Because if he'd have kept bombing the bases, he would have won. Side issue, though. I'm going to tell you about mobile sterilization vans coming up. Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we are here live. And of course, I come back every evening, or other members of the InfoWars team do, at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Mountain for InfoWars Nightly News, that in many respects is even more powerful than the radio transmission. All right, I've already covered some news. I want to get into the body of the news now as quickly as possible and then go to your phone calls ahead of Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, and, of course, award-winning actor in his own right, joining us to talk about interesting film he's working on concerning 9/11 truth. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I'll get into 1984, not the book, the year 1984, World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps. You see, once you've been bankrupted, once they've destroyed the economy and they can say you're not self-sufficient, they're going to deem you to not be able to take care of yourself, and they're going to sterilize you and take your children. This is already beginning. Oh, you want to go to university? You must take the meningitis shot, which has been linked to deaths and doesn't even protect you. And there was only 20-something cases in the state of Texas last year. But Rick Perry says it's the law, you've got to take it to get into university, and then he blocks people entering the university. Kind of like he lied and said it was the law to take the Gardasil shot, and that couldn't hold up in court. What a slimy criminal. And all their blood's on your hands, Perry, you little nobody. I know you're blackmailed, but you're just a piece of trash. All right. Before I get back into that, I want to tell you about a new book we're carrying. Weldon bought this at the bookstore and read it and said it was really good. And I know that I'd read one of his other fiction books, but it paralleled reality. Even had some patriot leaders in it, like Mark Kornke, when he wrote an earlier book. But now it's a New York Times bestseller, and we're going to get him on later in the week, and we have it at Infowars.com. It's good to give friends and family concerning the type of collapse that could happen, and it's titled Survivors, a Novel on the Coming Collapse, John Wesley Rawls, just an amazing patriot writer. In an America that has succumbed to complete financial governmental collapse, a handful of determined survivors must make their way to safety. The globalists plan a controlled collapse and allowing some anarchy, so we then beg for the military on the streets. But point is, you can get these books at Infowars.com. We also have it in stock, but we're almost sold out. We're going to have to reprint Bloodlines of the Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. It had been basically out of print. It was selling for $300 a piece. Well, we made sure it got back into print and helped the fellow that owns the publishing rights, the author, print a bunch. And it's going a lot quicker than I thought it would, and your purchase supports Fritz and also our operation, Bloodlines of the Illuminati, available at Infowars.com. And speaking of Infowars Nightly News, we're still running that 15-day free trial to get all my films in super high quality, expanded extras, 9 years of material. It'll be in April. The Nightly News, the expanded commercial-free video and audio podcast. It's all there and so much more. PrisonPlanet.tv. And you win, because when you become a member, it funds our operation. And we let folks with their username and passcode, whatever you choose, have 6 people logged in at one time with the same username and passcode. So you basically get 6 memberships, 15 cents a day, for the price of 1. And we're running in the month of February a friendship special. Love, friendship, all the same thing. Give the gift of truth. We've got a huge discount on a yearly membership there right now as well, and we will end that special when this month ends. We kind of extended the December, January special into February. So give the gift of truth in February. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfowarsNews.com is the URL as well. It'll get you right there to the site. Okay, so the Daily Mail is reporting that British children during World War II, and then afterwards, when there was a threat of nuclear war, were offered to come to the United States, but only if they were of a superior genetic bloodline. And it goes on to say the eugenics movement at Yale University may have extended the invitation because they plan to repopulate a devastated Britain with a race of intellectually superior children. And, of course, that's what they were doing. It goes on to say, was Yale hoping to save the offspring of the British academic elite, protecting those 125 children because it saw them as future leadership class, especially deserving of preservation, as Jonathan Freeland in the Sunday Telegraph? As the threat of the invasion loomed and the terror of the Nazi bombs continued, Yale University sent a letter to both Oxford and Cambridge universities offering children of their fellows and others evacuation refuge in the U.S., calling itself the Yale Community Receiving Oxford and Cambridge University Children. 125 Oxford children and 35 mothers took up the offer, boarding the SS Antonia from Liverpool to New Haven, Connecticut in 1940. And it goes on to break down the head of the university was a top eugenicist. And that was basically why they were doing it. Well, absolutely. Look, when my dad was called in because he was, one of the highest test scorers in Texas to the University of Texas as a junior at the time in high school, and after they'd done the testing and called him aside, they said, look, we need you to be part of the future elite. Hitler was bad because he only wanted to kill certain groups. We need to carry out a global government for eugenics, basically to save humanity. And my dad said to the head of the botany department, well, you're Jewish. Well, I mean, eugenics. You know, and you're like, Hitler bad, but eugenics good. So you have to understand, this is across the board. This is what the elites see, whether they're Chinese, whether they're Jewish, whether they're Russian, whether they're Mexican. I mean, the eugenics movement was huge in Mexico up until the 1940s. And this is what's happening. And this is what your whole world is based on. and the disgust for humanity. And instead of trying to lift up humanity, these people have just written everyone off and try to create a self-fulfilling prophecy where they just try to dumb down the population so they can be more orderly, controlled, and herded and conditioned towards more expansive exterminations in the future. And that's how they could get U.S. scientists to inject poor white people, black people, with radiation, radioactive particles, radiate foster children to death who were deformed or even had mild retardation, inject black men with syphilis over 45 years and keep it secret and watch them spread it in the black population, release bioweapons in 1968 in the New York subway. All of this has been declassified. And people are like, oh, the government wouldn't kill us on 9/11 or fund groups and let them attack. No, they just took 4,000 plus U.S. foster children in the 1940s alone and put them in chambers and radiated them to death. And I called Paul Watson about this morning. I said, have you seen this Daily Mail and Sunday Times article that originally broke it about the eugenicist and wanting to save the supreme genetics of the British elite of academia? Because that's what Wedgwood, Huxley, Darwin, Galton, all of them intermarried to try to create the supermen. That's what Huxley was. He wrote a book about it in 1932, 1933, Brave New World. And later in the 60s said, this is the real world we're trying to set up. This is not fiction. This is what we want to build. You can go listen to his Berkeley speech. When he knew he was dying, he went ahead and spilt the beans. But he said, even though I'm telling you this, you probably won't be able to stop us, and began laughing at them. It was not Huxley having a heart and warning people. At that very time, his brother ran UNESCO and Agenda 21 UN system at the United Nations. Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother. So my point here is that this is the global government. This is what they're establishing. This is the system they're setting up. Okay. Now, here's a new one at Infowars.com by a great writer who does just amazing digging on the site. 1984 World Bank report contemplates sterilization vans and camps. Fittingly, it's the year 1984. And it says sterilization vans and camps to facilitate the sterilization policies of the Third World. And this was carried out in Peru and other areas. The report also threatens nations who are slow in implementing the bank's population policies with drastic steps, less compatible with individual choice and freedom. And there's another report out of tens of thousands per year in Latin America dying. And they say it's a mystery illness why their kidneys are failing. No, there's been documentaries put out about the families that live and work next to the soybean fields and others that have the Roundup sprayed, and the Roundup's going into their drinking water and killing them deader than a hammer. It's not a mystery. I mean, the New York Times 2 months ago came out and said, well, yeah, World Bank groups are exterminating blacks to get them off the property to create a carbon sink for this African country. To comply. And they're like, well, it's for the earth. I mean, you know, burning down villages and shooting little kids. I mean, maybe it's needed. And I saw articles out of Honduras where they're going in and killing the people and herding them up into the compact cities. That's what smart growth is. You're going off your land. You're going into a mega city where you can be billy clubbed and microwave gunned and sound cannoned, and so horses can ride over the top of you, and so you can be face scanned and license plate read, and so you can have Ritalin and Prozac crammed down your throat and drink fluoride water. The report, literally saturated with dehumanizing proposals, is devoted entirely to the World Bank's long-term strategic strategies in regards to population control, and does not shy away from proposing the most draconian methods in order to depopulate the planet. Male and female sterilization IUDs can be made more rapidly available through mobile facilities such as sterilization vans in Thailand. They already had those. And periodic camps such as the vasectomy and tubectomy camps in India, which they set up. And IUD safaris in Indonesia. That's where they just ride in and round you up. They come in and give women in Indonesia, it came out just last year, these shots. And they literally throw nets on them, taser them, grab them, and go, here's your shot, for tetanus, and they have miscarriage the next day. They're like, ah. That's how you black op them. And I've got it. It just goes on and on here. And again, that's what's so incredible about all this is that it's all public. It's all going on right in front of everyone. IMF, World Bank, Rockefeller documents, hundreds and hundreds. We publish them. We link to them on a daily basis. And the New York Times comes out and says we're evil and conspiracy theorists because we know how to read what they're doing. Oh, here they are implementing it. You saw California pass a law where they're going to shoot your 12-year-olds up with Gardasil shots that have been known to kill people, but also have abortions without telling you and give you other vaccines. In England, they've gone one step further. This is out of the London Telegraph. Girls 13 given contraceptive implants at school. Girls as young as 13 have been fitted with contraceptive implants at school without their parents knowing, and they're ordered to sign a decree that they'll be criminally charged if they tell their parents. Yeah, I saw articles last year where all over the country they had third graders they chose, and they taught them, don't trust your parents. What was it, about a year ago, they came out and said to them, we're going to put you all in a biometric database, but don't tell mommy and daddy. We're going to play James Bond. You're now spies, and you're not going to let mommy and daddy know that we're face scanning and retina scanning and thumbprinting and handprinting you. And then when the parents came out, and they caught them, the police came around, this is in the news, and threatened the parents and said, national security. They take your blood at birth. They put stuff in your water. They play God. Whoa. Let me continue with the article. But it has caused a backlash from parents who weren't aware that their daughters had been fitted with the 4CM device, which sits under the skin. And it's been linked to not just destroying fertility permanently, I would add, but also killing women's sexual desire. It is currently unknown exactly how many youngsters have taken part in the scheme. And it goes on in the article that they have the children sign a pledge they won't tell their parents and tell them they'll go to jail. That's like a child molester. When they rape a child, they tell them, now you'll go to jail or you'll get in trouble or I'll kill your puppy. Of course, there is no law saying that, but they say it's a confidentiality medical, it's their medical privacy. So it's medical privacy law, which they're lying. They're just saying it's a law and then not letting the children tell their parents through fraud. Here it is. Parents say they've been forced to inspect their child's arm for any sign of the implant. And it goes on here. Let me find the part in the article. They tell them that they don't have to face the embarrassment of going to see the doctor, and it's all confidential, so their mom doesn't need to know a thing. They say the school had also gone ahead with counseling the family doctor. I'm trying to find the part. There's a part in here where they, or maybe that BBC article, Jacobson showed this to me last night when I was up here working, where they tell them, don't tell your parents, it's medical privacy. You'll go to jail if you do. I mean, it is just so mind-blowing. I just read to you where Yale was run by a eugenicist obsessed with saving the British bloodline. Hitler was as well. I just read to you with direct link to the 1984 development report in of the World Bank. In fact, guys, pull this up if you can and click on that first link so we can show it to people. I mean, again, I know this information. You know it. I've got the Rockefeller Foundation documents from the 60s about sterilants and vaccines. They've been caught doing it. They've been caught meeting a few years ago for depopulation. And now, because you're waking up to vaccines, Perry actually did get a law passed. It isn't just an executive order saying if you want to go to college, you got to take whatever vaccines they say. It sets the precedent for just hundreds of these things to be pushed on you. Well, you know what? Can the government pass a law that I've got to sacrifice my firstborn child on top of an altar at a pyramid? Because it was the law in the Aztec kingdom. It was the law in most other cultures. Now, there's the document. Good job. It was the law. The law of the king, the law of the priest. The Druids, to exercise authority, would routinely demand the children of noblemen They would get them drunk on mead and a mixture of other chemicals. What's the thing you hold over somebody's head to where they've got to kiss you in the old mistletoe? Yeah, mistletoe and honey liquor, and they'd, because the royalty got to be drunk before they killed them, and then they'd hold them and bash their brains out and then slit their throat. Or they would put you in a big wicker burning man. Oh, yeah, that's how they did it, and burn you up in it. Or throw you into a bone fire, where we get the term bonfire. All the Germanic tribes, 24-7 human sacrificing. Again, well, I'm not going to follow your law. You say I got to sacrifice my kids' brains, injecting them with poison? Come and try to get them. Okay, we're back live. We're going to start the second hour here in a few minutes and go to your calls interspersed with news on Ron Paul saying, yeah, looks like there's fraud in Maine. Good job, Paul, because I know he's wanted to look like a, you know, fair loser or somebody, you know, who's real positive and above the fray. But when there's fraud, there's fraud. Also, we've got huge developments on the Iran front. I will get to that. But Aaron Dykes just ran in here without even looking today. This is what he ran into. And now he's doing another search on the term. Undoubtedly, whenever they do something like this, it's a talking point, so you'll see it everywhere. And sure enough, I was looking during the break and did find some more examples of it. Here is the Detroit News. Detroit Free Press. Unbelievable. Michigan is breeding poverty. Now listen to this. Since the national attention is on birth control, here's my idea. If we want to fight poverty, reduce violent crime, and bring down our embarrassing dropout rate, we should swap contraceptives for fluoride in Michigan's drinking water. Hey, Bubba. Sodium fluoride is a contraceptive, and it attacks every organ in the body and gives you a sevenfold increase in cancer. They're also proposing in other news outlets putting lithium in the water and statins. Again, why not? They're already forced drugging us. And when you go get your city to vote to take the fluoride toxic waste out, states like New Jersey and Arkansas just passed laws saying it must be in there. Really? Well, can you pass a law saying Hitler can throw Jews into pits and shoot them, or Stalin can throw Ukrainians into pits and shoot them? No. You can pass laws all day. I say they're null and void. I say you're a fraud. I say what the Aztecs did was a fraud. Now, I may have been a crazy man 1,000 years ago if I was teleported back to Chichen Itza in southern Mexico in the Yucatan, and I could speak Mayan, and I said, hey, don't cut those children's hearts out today when the sun comes up. The sun's a ball of gas. It's not a god. You don't need to kill your people. And of course, the priests made their money off selling the meat in the square. They'd be like, hey, we're making tax money off this. This is our main meat product. Shut up. See, I'm the crazy man to the Aztecs. Just like if I was in Nazi Germany in 1940 and said, don't arrest all these people and put them in camps, I'm the crazy bad man. And see, I happen to know they're already poisoning our water. And I'm, again, the crazy bad man. Because in a land run by psychos, people who aren't psychos are the bad men. And again, the dumbed down who are already brain damaged from this, they're not going to listen to me. They're going to laugh. Oh, they're not doing this to us. I'm speaking to those that are intelligent enough to avoid this. Now, they're moving to make it the law to take shots. And now it's the point of, I'm going to defend myself and my family. You're not going to assault me with that chemical/bioweapon. And again, you shouldn't go to the University of Texas because they've done this. My mother went there. My dad went there. My grandfather went there. You can't go to UT. You can't go to Texas universities now because they're going to try to make you take all these shots. You can't join the military because they do it. They've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses. I'm not debating the science of inoculation, even though it's linked to increased cancer and shutting down your immune system. Separately, if there was some deadly bioweapon out there and they had a vaccine that really protected you, I'd take it, except they're going to add a Trojan horse. You can't trust these people because their stated goal is to hurt you through the shots. There's a reason cancer rates are over 2,000%. And here they are saying, since the poor people are dependent on government, we have a right to sterilize them. That's why they want to make you dependent, is so they can then say, well, we're going to sterilize you now or take your kids now because you are dependent. You've got to take all these vaccines when you're on welfare to get to welfare. And in those shots, they're giving you cancer viruses and everything else. You might...
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the Detroit News calls for putting sterilants in the water. But, of course, it's the very same eugenicists that funded the giant dependent class so they could later get the general population, this was decided in the 60s, to support compulsory sterilization because of the giant welfare hordes. It's always problem, reaction, solution. Make the troops serve 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tours, knowing from studies in World War I, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, that it would fry some of the troops and make them ticking time bombs, then demonize all the troops for what a small group of the military who've been psychologically traumatized do. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. The troops come back with the PTSD. They're craving the war drug. Well, you get to declare war now. I was talking to that dad about, it was a military guy who's now in the sheriff's department who came to his house. His 7-year-old daughter had been late to class a few times, forced his way in with a summons, and then said, "Where's your wife?" "Well, she's not here." "Well, you're a liar." And then says to the kids, "Where's your mommy?" "Your daddy's a liar, isn't he?" They're like, "No, mommy's gone. It's 7 o'clock at night." And the man says, "Please leave. I've got your summons." And the cop says no and sits there in his house for 20 minutes without a warrant. And, of course, the guy's former military. I mean, he's been kicking down doors in Fallujah all day. If a Haji doesn't do what he's told, he just, you know, puts a bullet in their head. That's how the military's been trained. I'm not saying the military's bad, but you have people in country 5, 6, 7 years. It's a laboratory to produce people that'll do anything, and you bring them back here. Now, they know a big percentage are patriots and are going to wake up, so now you're the number one enemy. Those that they can use, you're their little attack dog. But the rest of you, the 70% of so the studies show that aren't going to go along with the New World Order, you're the enemy. So you better decide what side you're going to be on. It's really that simple. But I've had these military guys, you can tell they're 25, 30 years old. You know, they'll have scars on their face, you name it. Bow up on you, flip out on you, and I'll say, "So when did you get out of the military? You were in Iraq, oh, Afghanistan too, huh? And you're treating me like a Haji right now." Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoyed all those shots. Oh, then they get really mad. I'm like, oh, I bet you're having some health issues, aren't you? I'm real sad about that. I am sad for you. But don't bow up on me. You understand? Because I understand psychologically what's been done to you. You're like a sword they took and kept in the fire too long where it's warped. They beat you in all sorts of directions. Now, anytime you want, studies show, but common sense shows, my gut tells me that if you just get right with God, no amount of Prozac, no amount of shrinks are going to help you. If you get right with God, admit what you've been through, realize how it was done to you, knowing is half the battle, and begin to resist the globalist and put your energies into something real, you will be empowered. I've talked to so many military people who've heard me talk about this. They're like, it's incredible. My life changed. Nothing made sense. I knew something was wrong. I was totally unhappy. Now that I know about this, I'm not having problems anymore. You defeat the New World Order by healing yourself with God's help and not having the PTSD anymore, or using your energies towards constructive things. But I see all these TV ads about, oh, call. If you've got PTSD and you're a veteran, you're going to get help. Then they SWAT team them, they kill them, they take your Second Amendment, they put you on list. I'm sorry, you're not going to get help from what I've seen from the troops I've talked to. Going to the VA, all you're going to get is your rights taken away. You need to go to a church that isn't 501c3 and a FEMA spy organization. We need you to defend America. You're not going to be normal just sitting around. Join the Army of the Republic in the info war. We got a war for you.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN radio network.
So, I got articles with CNN, Fox News, Tokyo newspapers, Detroit News, saying let's put sterilants in the water, let's put contraceptives in the water, let's put statins in the water, let's put lithium in the water, let's put the U.S. military on lithium. But then you go, oh, I got Rockefeller Foundation and World Bank documents about sterilants in the water, and the White House science czar says they're doing it. Shut up, you crazy lunatic. We'll just have to have Media Matters come out and say you're insane. And then what does Media Matters do? They pose as a nonpartisan watchdog who is the Delphi Oracle and tells you what reality is. Of course, it's funded by George Soros publicly in the federal filings. You can look it up, and by the Obama White House. And I had one of their editors called me last year to do an article. So I said, okay, I'll actually give you some quotes. And I said, George Soros gives you millions. He goes, no, he doesn't. That's a conspiracy and urban legend. And I looked up the federal filings while I was on the phone with him for like 30 minutes. And I said, okay, here's 300,000 here. Here's a million there. He goes, where are you getting that? And I go, the federal, you know, commission. It's all online. And he goes, okay, well, it was good talking to you, Alex. These are soldiers of foreign corporations that have dominated us. Just like Tokyo Rose saying, you can't win, G.I., lay down. You know, you won't be seeing your sweetheart. Hello, G.I. Hello, G.I., you're defeated. Too bad your ship will be sinking and you won't be going home to see your sweetie. It's all over for you. The New World Order can't be defeated. Now, I'm sick of people saying the New World Order can't be defeated. I see the globalists make mistakes all the time. I've studied them. They're people just like us. They're just aware of how the world really works. They study knowledge generationally, so they don't have to relearn it every generation. And they've set up systems to give us disinfo so that we're confused our whole lives. You want the blueprint to defeat the New World Order? Discover how humanity really works. All these schools of thought and systems are always compartmentalized. The globalists study full spectrum understanding. And I have organically re-engineered what they've done and then later discovered in all their own publications, word for word, what I had already been able to calculate by connecting the dots. And folks, this is like a connect the dot for a three-year-old. There are so many dots that you can see it's a pony or a dinosaur or a dolphin. Well, this is a big, dirty New World Order tyrant system. It's an all-seeing eye pyramid looking at you right in the face playing God. These people aren't God. They're endangering the entire planet. They can't be defeated. Now, I'm going to go to Sean, Mark, Mike, Tyler, John, and many others here in just a moment. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. They've sold more than half the tickets at the theater up in Dallas. They have sold, again, more than half the tickets there and at the big convention center facility, Hi-Li, there in Orlando, Florida. And I'm going up there to visit our great affiliate. In fact, guys, will you reprint me the page that's at Infowars.com/events or put it up on screen so I can blow it up and actually read the locations to people? I'm trying to go off memory, and I've got so much other stuff on my mind, I'm failing to pull up that data. Thank you. But the point is that they've sold more than half the tickets for the event coming up in Dallas this Sunday. And I'm going to premiere a powerful 35-minute or so, it's a little bit longer now, special film. I'm going to then give an hour and a half speech and take 30 minutes of questions and then premiere the film. And there is the Lakewood Theater, historic theater built back in, I guess, the 20s or 30s. I just remember as a child going and seeing movies there, so I like to have events there. We live right down the street. And also at the Orlando Hi-Li facility. Now, that holds 1,200, and they've sold more than half the tickets. So I would suggest you get your tickets now. I've sold out every event I've ever had, except for one I didn't really promote, and it was about 90% full. So if you want to come up and hang out at the Dallas event, it's going to be a powerful blueprint to defeat the New World Order speech I'm going to give, and then a powerful little film that connects to that, dealing with control freaks and the real danger threatening humanity. So that is coming up this Sunday. And then the next Sunday, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida. And again, that's definitely going to sell out because more than half's already sold, and that's 2 weeks away. The Dallas should sell out. It sold out last time. It seats about 850, and they're more than half sold. So Infowars.com/events, or you can call the Orlando Hi-Li or the Lakewood Theater in Dallas and buy them over the phone as well. Just check information. I guess we should probably add the phone numbers there on the article. But some people just aren't online or don't like to go online to do stuff like that, so you can call and do it. And I think most of these places, because it always happens, I go, you're sold out, but there's a line of people out there. Well, we hold 5% of the tickets back, and then they put out folding chairs and stuff like that. But I look forward to seeing you out there, and I'm going to try to do clips for the nightly news on the road. I'll be doing the show every day on the road. I'm yet to ask Mike Adams to fill in next Monday when I'm on the road if he wants to do that, because I'm going to go on the road from Sunday to that Sunday. I just cannot subject myself to the TSA very often because of when I was fat, dumb, and happy and not running 5, 6, 7 miles a day. I could put up with potbelly people barking at me, but I just am so aggressive right now that I just can't handle it. And I should be able to handle it. I'm sure I'll fly again soon. It's just that I've still got my humanity. And I know they're twerps working for people, putting poison in our water. And it makes me really mad. The government is jacking the water with over 200 chemicals on average, and over 90%. The EPA's own scientists in 2000, 2004, 2006, and last year sent letters to their bosses saying mercury, lead, arsenic, hundreds of other chemicals, sodium fluoride, huge cancer increases, dental fluorosis, take it out. And they're told, shut up or you'll be demoted. I mean, it's not the government isn't even bad, the rank and file. It's the leadership of it. The leadership is a bunch of dirty eugenicists. And now they're getting to the open point of, we're going to sterilize you of your own welfare. Really, since the eugenicists brought out welfare, it's created the illegitimacy in the baby factories, which was actually part of their plan, to have a giant underclass that's dependent on them that they can engineer however they want and play off against the middle class and rich. But you notice they're forcing the rich to take vaccines to get into college. They're putting it in the rich people's water. The average good old boy worth $10 million didn't get a memo not to eat GMO. But I read the articles yesterday where the entire leader on record will not eat GMO. The Monsanto cafeterias, it's come out in the news this week, have banned GMO because their own scientists will not eat it. And then I learned that that just got leaked and confirmed that this has been going on for 12 years since 1999. I found a London Independent article on it. Let me say that again. All these eugenicists, Bill Gates, Queen of England, who openly say they want to kill the majority of the population and who fund programs to make you eat GMO and not label it and make you take shots, are all on record developing things to be piggybacked on shots to sterilize you and give you cancer, and they won't eat their food or drink the fluoride water, and the German government won't take the vaccines. And their own military is given a, quote, clean vaccine. BBC Associated Press. Can you put, it's not even 2 + 2 = 4. It is looking at the number 1 like a 2-year-old and saying, 1, what letter is that? A. It's not even 2 + 2. It's not even 2 + 2. It's not even 2 + 2. It's not even 1 + 1. The globalists openly are killing us, and the cancer is exploding. Everything else is exploding. The UN's taking over. They're announcing world government publicly. And there are articles out today demonizing me, saying I'm insane. There's no new world order, no global government. I mean, that's mind control. Again, I want to say something to the military and the police that the system plans until they get all their drones and robots in place to be their enforcers. You're being killed. I see articles all the time where his mom thought, you know, Bill be safe joining the military at 18. He was just going to be in the maintenance of tanks and armored vehicles. But at 21, he died of lung cancer and kidney failure from DU. Even the doctors at the University Medical Center said it was DU. But the VA says it's not. The Pentagon never allowed the use of DU until 1990 because they'd have to throw away the tanks that used it. It ignites when you fire it. Why do they have the troops using it? You're all dead. I mean, do you get this is Armageddon in slow motion? This is mass extermination. This is a Holocaust against everyone. It's going on now, and they're now making their move everywhere, going, having kids is bad for your carbon footprint. We're going to tax you for having kids. We're going to home inspect you. You can't have a water well. We're going to put a meter on the well you already have. We're going to make you put fluoride tablets in it. Or we're going to shut down your well. The police are going to come. We're going to shut down the Amish. We're going to make you take vaccines. We're going to have your little kid, your 11 or 12-year-old, have an abortion and not tell mommy. Or have birth control tablets injected under their skin. It is, they're making their move, folks. They're in the news all over the place saying sterilize people. All right, I'm done. I'm going to go to break and come back with your calls. I'm going to shut up. It's just, how do you have this information and not tell people? We told you they'd implode the world economy and set up global austerity, jacking up taxes, shutting everything down, and then people will beg even more for what crumbs are left. The government takes our money, gives it to megabanks, and uses the rest to social engineer us and tell us how to live our lives. It is so frustrating to watch these criminals get away with this. And it goes on and on and on. But all we've got to do is realize that 99.9% of us are under attack by this, and it's all an open conspiracy. But again, people are afraid to bring down the system. The globalists are already bringing down the old system to bring in a horrible new one. While it's in flux, while the new evil system's totally taking over, it's better to bring this system down, may the heavens fall. Justice be done, may the heavens fall. Those of you that say, well, this corruption's real, I've seen universities say that, but we can't expose it or bring the whole system down. The system is death. It has to come down. I'm going to say it again. Criminal scientists funded by robber barons and royalty are putting poison in your food and water and building Trojan horse sterilants and cancer triggers into all GMO foods. You are under absolute assault. And if you caught me, say, at a restaurant creeping up to your glass and putting some type of poison in it, I would expect you to stomp me pretty hard. Or there'd be something wrong with you. I know if I caught you putting something in my drink, I'd stomp you. Not because I'm Mr. Tough Guy, but I got a temper. You try to assault me, I fight back. It's real simple. So you're on notice. And hey, if you like dying, you like your wife and husband dying, you like your kids dying. I know a lot of you out there have had the government kill your kids. Kill your family, kill your mama, kill your daddy. All of it. Most of you out there that have had family die from this stuff, you had your life shortened. You were killed. A lot of you have sons and daughters in the military who were involved in maintenance. They died young or they're super sick. They got kidney failure. You don't know why. The globalists killed them. And I think you should take that personal. All right, I'm going to your calls. Sean in Arizona. Welcome. Thanks for holding.
Welcome. Can you hear me, Alex? I'm calling from the middle of a ranch here.
Loud and clear. Well, you sound like you're calling from next to me. Go ahead.
To make this point with you, since I talked with you last, and, you know, I've been in this movement since I was 16 or 17, as I've chatted with you before, and I've been listening to you for 2 years. But the key to understanding all of this, as you know, and as you rightfully say all the time, is eugenics. Because in reality, Mr. Jones, all that of which you talk about and what Joyce talks about and all the different facets of how they're undermining our freedom and have for decades and even a couple centuries, the people of this network, these are the minions of the Antichrist. And the problem is, and the tragedy in this country being founded on Christian principles, is that this should be talked from the pulpit. The preachers should be screaming.
But we now have state-run religion because they tricked the churches to become these charities instead of being First Amendment churches. They trick them. Oh, you're supposed to sign this form now because you're a charity. And they trick them into the contract, just like animal ID, premises ID tricks you to give up your property rights. It's all about tricking you into the contract. They're con artists. But a contract that's a fraud is still null and void. And yes, most of the churches are government funded now at the top and on record are spying on their flocks. If you're a new listener, just search the term clergy response teams. You'll see the documents, the newscast, where they admit your preacher is spying on you. Over 100,000 of the churches now, major churches, are actually spying on their flock. They've given manuals on how to deal with dissenters. We basically have like what the communist Chinese have, a government-run church in this country. And you're right, even if you don't believe in the devil, this might as well be the devil running this. It's that murderous, that diabolical.
Yes, yes. A couple other quick points. You were talking about our forefathers, and I'm gonna say the high English that they spoke. This has to do with Ron Paul, and I wish he'd say some different things pertaining to his foreign policy, but you and I both know that the policy of neutralism is what was started with Washington in his farewell address. And the globalists twisted that during World War I's time and turned that word into isolationism as a negative effect. But I have a copy of that speech. Anybody can get a little book. You can get it from Mount Rushmore with Washington's writings, including the farewell address. And you know what? It's in a high English, and I've been literate at a very early age. It's very difficult to read. I find myself reading over it many, many times and still not getting
And by the way, the globalists communicate in a quasi-high English. They've even dumbed themselves down from the level. But, yeah, you're right. No, it's hard to read, and they weren't doing it to try to impress anybody. It's that they're trying to show the complexities in language to really give depth to what they're saying.
The other thing I wish Ron Paul would explain more to these people, it was Washington who said, if you want peace, prepare for war. He knew about a strong defense, but as Jefferson, the quote from Jefferson, as you know, is let us no more, I'm loose now, I'm ad-libbing it, but basically stay away from the countries of Europe because they are nations of perpetual warfare. They understood that the Rothschild banks, the five banks of Europe, kept pitting one nation after another. And the tragedy is we become imperialistic.
No, you're right, Sean, I appreciate your points. They're excellent. We're going to break, come back with more calls in a long segment. But no, that's it. It was always empires trying to get other countries in alliances. And he was following what Switzerland had done, George Washington was. He said, hey, let's just stay out of it. Let's just be friends. Sell everybody products, and they learned that in New York. It was a city that traded with everybody. And so it's the same thing again. Everything Ron Paul talks about is pure George Washington, and that's why they hate him. They hate what America really is and what made it great.
cats like me and you have got lost. But they adhere to laws outside the laws and say down by those we don't subscribe to. The world is getting strange.
Okay, well, somebody is in the bumper music. I sure didn't put this in there, but whatever. Doesn't matter. They're poisoning our water and our food because they love us, because they're the little control freaks that see us as scum animals that have to be killed. I'm going to go back to your calls, but Aaron just ran in with this Fox News report. Prostate cancer may be linked to birth control pills in water supply. Gee, all over the Western world, it's just causing the frogs, the amphibians, reptiles and fish to develop cancer, deformities, and to be bisexual. And it's admitted that men all over the Western world have incredible estrogen levels, which is giving men prostate cancer, and men are growing breasts and all the rest of it, and confusing their sexuality. And that's all admitted here. But the globalists just say that's the way it is. And of course, it then gives women breast cancer, because it causes all sorts of hormonal problems in different sexual tissues. But don't forget, Media Matters made a big joke out of it when I warned that it was reducing men's fertility and attacking our prostates and confusing sexual identity and making women go into puberty early and giving them breast cancer. Hyperfeminizes women, feminizes men. They just said I was bashing gay people. And then they had all the big gay news sites attack me and say I hate them. Okay, look, I don't hate the frogs that have had their sexuality confused by this. I mean, I've shown you the Planned Parenthood, IMF World Bank documents just a few weeks ago where they said they would put chemicals in the food and water to confuse your sexuality and make you not be attracted to women and to affect the uptake in your olfactory nerve through these hormonal imbalances. You know, the scent of a woman, the look of a woman. But again, it's like the last man on earth with Vincent Price. He's there trying to give him the cure, and he's like, they did it to you. I have the cure. And they're like, shut up. Throw the spear right at him. Or I guess you could use the Omega Man analogy, a remake of that with Charlton Heston. I tell you, that's one of the few things I savor is that I've interviewed Charlton Heston. I love Charlton Heston movies. Great actor. Okay, side issue here. Look. I'm not obsessed with people's sexual activities like a lot of folks that bash people that do that. My point is it's scientific, so the family has ended. Humanity is in a big petri dish being manipulated like animals. That's how the globalists see us. And as long as we play along with their little false reality, as long as we do that, they're going to keep winning. But here it is. Prostate cancer may be linked to birth control. How many videos and articles did I write years ago about this? Telling you about it, saying exactly that, because I had the studies. There's nothing new about this. And then I've got the Detroit News saying, put it in the water to sterilize people. Countries with the highest numbers of women use oral contraceptives have the highest rates of death from prostate cancer, a new study finds. Yeah, why do they put you on Saul Palmetto and other things that boost testosterone? And then it's funny, when people start getting prostate cancer, they actually tell you to lower your testosterone, which some of the studies I've seen actually lowers the size of the prostate. It's the estrogens doing it. But again, they want feminized men. Now, despite the fact they're jacking your food and water, if you work out hard and do full body exercises, it will boost your testosterone, but more and more, I used to bash the police for taking testosterone and other anabolic steroids, mimickers. And then, of course, I've seen police chiefs admit that their forces are taking steroids and that they recommend it, like the police chief in Fort Worth last year said. But men have lower testosterone than they did just 20 years ago. So I understand why that's happening. I want to ask police, though, why I read articles about them busting other people taking steroids. I'm not saying you should take high levels of them. I mean, for somebody like me who has naturally high levels, I certainly don't need them. But for the average men out there that that don't even act like women. Women are all fired up on estrogen. Their brain picks it up and uses, you know, pretty much similar to testosterone. The women are all wild and crazed. The men are all metrosexual, putting makeup on, you know, running around enjoying themselves. And it's all part of a sickening chemical attack by the globalist on record. I have all the documents. Just all part of the total assault by these criminals. They learn not to just line you up and shoot you. They just jack your food and water and sneak off. Countries with the highest numbers of women use oral contraceptives have the highest rates of death from prostate cancer, a new study finds. Birth control pills contain a female hormone, estrogen, and in recent years, some experts have raised concerns about the presence of estrogen and similar compounds in foods in the water supply. The new study may raise those concerns further. Through the authors said the findings are preliminary. No, they're not. And it goes through the big studies from pill to prostate. Now, let me stop right there. If you go back to a study, what, in 2009, the EPA even did it in over 100 cities. Dallas was one of them, DFW. Well, the whole area was tested. They found levels of Ritalin, Prozac, and estrogen hundreds of times what could be in sewage runoff. And let me give you the big announcement from that data. Go look at it for yourself. And they admitted, these are strange findings. We're retesting. This is way off the chart. This isn't trace. And it's in the original precursor. Then they found it was generic fluoride-based chemical weapon Prozac. They're putting it in the water. Duh! And now that they know that we're exposing them, you notice they're now in the news announcing, oh, hey, we want to put Prozac and lithium and statins in the water. You see how that works? Again, I'm telling you. And I love the little servants of the system, because you work for the system low level. You think the system's good and I'm a liar. Every time I'm at a rally and they got cops swarming around us, you know, bugging their eyes out like it's evil to have the First Amendment, I tell them, I say, hey, guys, you know, they put stuff in the water, and they'll start laughing. Sometimes they don't laugh. I'm like, hey, it's not funny. They do. See, it's not funny when you die 20 years early. It's not funny when a 25-year-old guy in tank maintenance or 21-year-old, you know, dies of lung cancer at 25. It's not funny. Dying's not funny. I know they got you scared of IEDs and terrorists under every table, and you know the government's there to keep you safe from them. That's all for the martial law takeover. But you know what? Bring the martial law. Bring the hot war. I don't want that to happen, but if it's going to happen, whatever. Because they're already killing us anyways. People ask, why do you have courage to fight them if they're such killers? Because I'm dead already. My children have no future if we don't beat these people. Because the globalists are saying they're testing and they're jacking of the water and the food and the vaccines has been moving too slowly. The globalists are saying they're getting ready to gear this sucker up. They got plans on the books to have drones fly over every city and spray bio or chemical weapons on us. That's even been leaked. I've shown you the documents. Oh, a government that did tens of thousands of tests all over the world, killing children and women and men, including healthy men, women, and children, just to create cadres of scientists they knew would follow orders. They wouldn't do something like that. These are nice people. No, these are demons who've been selected out of the ranks, who get off on the idea of, let me tell you something, there's nothing more devastating than nerds. Most of these people are highly intelligent, what you call nerds, who got picked on, who got turned down by women, and now they run giant computer companies, they run biotech companies, they've intermarried with elite families, and they enjoy killing you. They love that raw power. When they walk down the street, they look at what they've done to you. They look at your gray or greenish skin, you know, your unhealthy skin. They look at the death numbers, and it's a satisfaction for them. I see Bill Gates on the news when he's doing something or when he's giving a speech about reducing population. He puts his lower lip up at the top and does like a frown, but it's a satisfaction. You can see it in his eyes. In fact, I'll give you a Bill Gates look right now. It's an Emperor Palpatine look when Darth Vader finds out his wife's gotten killed and goes, no, and gets all sad. You look at Emperor Palpatine, played by that great actor, and he's getting off on it. Bill Gates constantly is going, I mean, it's, oh boy, it's sick. I mean, he is up there just, I mean, just seething with superpower, folks. That's a super, super mega killer right there. And he enjoys it. He enjoys every minute of it. They enjoy it. Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, Ted Turner gave that speech at the National Press Club, or was a National Press Club Awards dinner, and he said, we got to use the useless feeders and eaters. We need to get rid of 90% of them, and started using mild profanities, and then people were clapping. The so-called ruling class, even reporters who were nobodies in this system, they get off on it. It's like, I'm at the table, we're killing people. This is really cool. Legions of little chicken necks. The world isn't run by people with big muscles and swords anymore, and the biggest, meanest guy in the room is going to be king. It's run by the psych warfare, egghead, 200 IQ, eugenicist, exterminist. And they're hardcore, and they mean business. You understand that? They mean business. They rule this earth. They've created a false reality, basically. And the final vestiges of the old system are fading away right now. They're bringing in the internet censorship worldwide every day, all over the world, Google, Twitter. They're all working with governments to shut down free speech. They're gearing up the massive prisons. They're getting ready for the giant new wars. They're rolling it all out for the global feast of wars, bioweapons, death, extermination. And all of the servants of the system, most of the people that you see on the news serving it, they're all going to be dead too. And they're going to yell and scream and beg if this stuff gets released. And they're thinking about releasing it. That's why I'm not for a violent revolution against these guys, because they'll just release super bioweapons and go to their bunkers. You got to have an intellectual revolution throughout the system where their own technicians are aware of it. And we only got 10 years before everything's drone and robot, and the globalists are going to be able to hit a button even if the military says no. Now, if you're watching this later after all this unfolds, if we don't stop it, we tried our best. And it'll have to be an internal revolution within the globalists to turn this around. But I think we can probably still turn this around. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to John in Wisconsin, then Tyler, Mike, Mark, and others. John in Wisconsin, go ahead. Listening on Roku. Watching.
Thank you for putting up your Roku channel. I have yet to actually install, go and put in the code. But I'm glad you did that.
Well, then how are you listening on Roku then?
Well, actually, I'm listening on Shoutcast via Roku. And if anyone's not familiar with Roku and you want to dump your cable, and I don't work for Roku, I don't work for Netflix, but you can watch at least three of Alex's documentaries on Netflix. You can watch all sorts of stuff through YouTube. All just having a $35 a month DSL line, you go and get a $69 Roku box. You can watch on the new InfoWars channel. You can listen to Shoutcast. You can listen to TuneIn Radio. It's a great way. Every TV in your house becomes an internet radio. Big proponent of it, and I've talked to people in your office about it before. Even offered to send you one of my old Roku boxes, but I think you guys have a few around the shop now. I have a couple of questions for you on some research that I have not been able to find in the past. But just to preface that, I am I do have full spectrum awareness and total information analysis abilities, and I think every one of your listeners, either new or old, can get to that point just doing a little research on their own, even if they're a new listener.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle that has 80% of the pieces in. It gets real simple. And it's once you realize what they're doing, it's that you see them all over the place, and you see the power trips they're on. But go ahead and ask me the questions, the stuff you can't find.
Yeah, and also I just want to say that I have 40 plus employees. I have purchased. I just got a shipment of 200 of your Citizens Rule books a few weeks back. I got all of your DVDs in the package special, and now I kind of lend them out. They just write down the box. And and also Ben Fuchs has really helped my family in their nutritional endeavors as well. My questions actually are which. FBI or CIA official was it that said most conspiracies are real? I can't find that. Do you remember that?
I don't remember saying that.
Okay. I thought maybe it was...
What was the exact quote?
I thought it was most conspiracies, like basically he was saying that he thought his time was limited, and I don't know if it was the midnight canoeist that got waxed from the CIA or if it was Gunderson. But most conspiracies, believe it or not, are real.
No, I do remember a similar quote by, was it Casey? Who was the guy that drowned in the canoe, the kayak? I've talked to folks that knew him, and he had been blowing the whistle on stuff. He was reportedly the guy that that leaked that FLIR footage of him killing Branch Davidians. Reportedly, some folks didn't like that. I'm going from memory here. I'll have to pull it up. What was the other question?
That was William Colby.
Colby, yeah.
CIA.
Colby.
Who was found, they ruled it an accident after canoeing at midnight with all with half of his pajamas on and food burning on the stove. Anyway, then there was another question on, is there a comprehensive list of all of the bullet points of watch points put out by DHS, FBI, whatever, ADL or MIAC report?
No, all they do is they have the ADL mainly in Southern Poverty Law Center write it. I mean, if you look, it's the same text word for word that's in their public reports. They just put out even more demonization privately of the veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. I mean, if you don't like the Federal Reserve, they're preparing police to arrest you. I mean, it's just open treason. By the foreign banks, because they're criminals. They've got to get the police lined up against real Americans that realize there's been a hijacking of the country. But basically, there are hundreds of the FBI DHS reports, and now they're pretty much public. I mean, we just showed several dozen of them the other night on TV that are on the FBI's own website. And everything is demonized. If you have a cell phone, if you wear blue jeans, if you use AOL or Comcast, if you buy coffee with cash, if you say hi to a police officer, it just everything is terror, so everyone is guilty. So the police run around and storekeepers in just a paranoid daze, afraid of everyone. But one group is not listed. The federal government, who gets the underwear bomber on the plane, the federal government that flies the hijackers into the U.S. under protection. The federal government caught funding al-Qaeda, giving them Libya, now shipping them into Syria publicly. The one group that's actually running the terror attacks, Oklahoma City, Gulf of Tonkin, Operation Northwoods, Operation Ajax, Operation Gladio, NATO option. The one group caught over and over again carrying out terror. The group that stands to get more power. The group that stands to be able to cover it up, that has the means, they're the one group you can trust. They're the good guys. They'll keep you. The one group openly putting poison in our water supply. The one group caught shooting old black men up with syphilis. The one group radiating foster children to death on record. The one group 5 years ago, New York Daily News, grabbing foster children and testing pesticides on them till they die. You can trust the federal government. That's the group. Everybody else is a terrorist. Take your phone calls in this segment and the next. And Ed Asner's joining us. I'll get into Iran with him and a lot more. He's got a new film they're working on coming out. We're going to give you a first look at that. I'm going to go back to your calls here in a moment. Look, all I'm here doing on air is screaming Mayday, Mayday, and giving you more documents where they are putting stuff in the water, where they bragged about putting it in the water, how they're going to bankrupt you and have sterilization vans come by if you're on welfare. That's why they want to shut down the economy so you go on welfare. The head of the UN calling for global government. It's all here. And these globalists fancy themselves as scientific dictators in their own words, and us as animals. And so that's why they just dictate to us and lie to us. Even when we catch them lying, they just keep doing it because they're following a program. And it's going to take fully awakening, because to wake up, you got to admit there's a global dictatorship forming. They're shutting down free speech, buying up the media, and jacking the food and water as much as they can, and trying to block people from getting non-GMO. While lobbying us all day how they're the environmentalists who are concerned about carbon dioxide, which they just use as a power grab. See, they're able to take over because they always control the major opposition. And I want to tell people that serve the system at the mid-level who know a little bit about this. I mean, you're destroying your own future. And you're like, well, it's my job, though. Well, you're destroying your own future. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon, and then we'll talk to Tyler and Brooke and others. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
And Alex, I always pray to Almighty God for your successful mission and your safe journey. I really care about your welfare, brother.
Alex, well, thank you.
I've called today basically to follow up with you on the proposed social networking website that you said that you were planning
on. Yeah, I always get busy on other projects, but I'm going to march back there. Funny you call about this and talk to my IT people and say, look, everything else goes on hold till this happens. Because there's some kind of idea or culture. This happens everywhere. When something isn't finished or done, it's like almost like, well, the tribe has deemed this isn't going to happen. At a subconscious level, because it's seen as more work to do, it is going to happen. We're going to launch it.
Alex, I thought my call was really the impetus of it within me is in relationship to the Ron Paul campaign and how this would supercharge that campaign, as well as spread the publicity.
Yeah, it would have been nice if we had it. Would have been nice, but we were just finishing all the other work. I have a tendency to take on more projects than I can finish and let other people stick projects in front of me that aren't my project.
I understand that, Alex. But I can't think of anything else at this point, given the situation with the Ron Paul campaign being stymied in the mass media as well, is being stymied, even more importantly, at the voting booth, so to speak, in these primaries.
There's been fraud everywhere, and people say, why does Alex support the campaign but say there's fraud? Because he's gone from getting 10% to getting 20, 30%. He's clearly in first or second place, and the fraud's being evidenced. You got to send Ron Paul in there like a probe droid to take enemy fire to show the enemy's position and what they're doing and to grow the movement. So the only way you lose is not fighting. But these crooks are criminals. Of course they're going to cheat. Of course they're going to steal.
Alex, in the old days, to dispute for a candidate to dispute the results of the voting was normal, and I think that Ron Paul should do that. Take him into court and let the social networking website go to work. And
I hear you. I hear you. I appreciate your call. Believe me, we're trying to get everything we've said we're going to launch launched.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number one reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones Special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm ripping and roaring to take your calls. Ed Asner just asked to be moved to tomorrow because he had a bunch of stuff come up. And my producer said, why don't you just come on the last 30 minutes of this hour? Because 30 minutes is great. We'll just get him on then. That way I can cover more calls and your news. That's so important. I've gotten to some of it, but not a bunch of the really key stuff, which I tend to do, as you know, on the economy in Iran. Big developments there. I want to continue with your calls right now. I got off into eugenics pretty much for the last hour and a half or so because it's the big kahuna, the big issue. Tyler in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hey, first, caller. I've been listening to you regularly, almost on a daily basis, ever since I first heard about you. You know, I apologize that I didn't really become fully awake until I started following your efforts, and I know that you're the leading charge of this information war. So, I appreciate everything that you've been doing, brother. But I think really you guys are hitting close to home today. You guys have really been, doing the lead of the fight. But we need to really focus on Ron Paul. You know, he's the man that's out there. He still has position in this government that we have today. And I actually received an interesting email from the campaign manager of Ron Paul within the last day or so here, talking about how they're going to be challenging, the vote in Maine. And so, we need to move beyond that. We also need to solve the problem by getting a Glass-Steagall Act in place, just like here. Guest, from a few days ago, I talked about.
So, what was the email saying specifically, though?
If you don't mind, I can get into it here. It says, "Tonight, I saw dueling examples of how much the establishment is scared of Ron Paul and his message of liberty. Ron Paul will win the most delegates out of Maine tonight. In fact, he will probably even win the beauty contest straw poll. The media has already called for Mitt Romney even before all the votes have been tallied. How can that be, you might be asking yourself? Simple. The national political establishment and their pals in the national media will do anything to silence the message of liberty. It is up to you. I'm sorry. It is up to you and me to stop them. That includes you, Alex, and me. And, we're all out here doing this together. So, I appreciate your efforts.
I think it's safe to say that the audience of this radio show, and I think I've covered like 5 Ron Paul stories already today, and I'm glad Ron Paul supporters are calling in, lobbying my show and campaigning on my show. But I mean, I think it's safe to say we've been behind Ron Paul. I've been behind Ron Paul for 17 years. It's now 17 years on air. I'd been on local radio with a Saturday night show for about a month when I was able to get Ron Paul on because his district then came to South Austin. And so I've been interviewing Ron Paul for 17 years, and I'm supporting him as best I can. And have done just all sorts of things. I mean, I have PACs on, to promote what they're doing so people can get behind them. And I agree that Ron Paul has come further than most of us ever thought he would. And it's just an example of the dinosaur media losing its power, that despite the fact they put in everything they can, they're still having trouble suppressing Ron Paul.
And he's doing another money bomb tomorrow, too, actually, a Valentine's Day money bomb. I don't think I heard you mention that yet, but for all of you Ron Paul supporters, if you weren't aware, tomorrow's another big day for us.
Yeah, we did. He had a money bomb over the weekend. We linked to that. Are you saying I'm not supporting Ron Paul?
Oh, absolutely not, Alex. I know that you're the one that's leading this charge here, and I just really want everyone to be fully aware of the things. We really need to front all these issues and really take everything on.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. I had Lou Rockwell on, and we spent like almost an hour on Ron Paul and how we should get behind him and support him just a few days ago. I constantly talk about Ron Paul. At a certain point, though, for a news radio show, I can't just talk about Ron Paul. Also, I'm going to be honest with you. I like Ron Paul. I support him. But all these admissions that they're putting poison in the water, giving us cancer, bigger than Ron Paul. And Ron Paul is the old generation fighting the New World Order, did a great job. He doesn't get into the eugenics and stuff. I've got to tell people that the psychos running things aren't just wanting to steal your property. They want to kill you. Okay, they want to kill you, and they are killing you.
Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Got some breaking campaign news, and I'm going back to your calls. And Ed Asner, a famous actor and former head of the Screen Actors Guild, is going to be joining us to give us his take on the Iran situation, the Syria situation, and moves towards a police state, as well as 9/11 truth. But there's a new article out at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, Obama to Unleash Truth Teams to Counter Negative Campaign Coverage. Remember the newscast 4 years ago where they, in Missouri and other areas, had truth teams, truth squads, that would call the police and have you arrested if you lied about Obama? They had cops on the news with straight faces going, "We'll be arresting those that say he's not a Christian." Well, lying, even if people were lying, or were mistaken is adjudicated in a judicial court. It is adjudicated in a civil court, and you don't have police arresting you because they say you're lying. So it's all part of the intimidation. And Steve Watson's got a great article on this, but I think I'm going to call him up and have him try to find that YouTube video of Obama truth squads, people that people that lie about Obama to be arrested. Guys, type that in. You'll find the four-year-old article. Search it under web, and you'll find it there. It's just incredible newscast. A bunch of states were saying, we're going to arrest you if you talk bad about him, because talking bad about him is lying. GOP describes squad of supporters as propaganda team to deceive voters. Well, I've seen a lot of lying by Bill Clinton, by George Bush, by all of them. But yeah, Obama's a new level. I mean, he says, don't sign the NDAA, it affects citizens. And then it turns out he demanded that section be added for him to be a dictator, basically. And then he said he wouldn't sign it, and then he did sign it. I mean, just lies within lies within lies within lies. Or he comes out and says the stimulus package a few years ago didn't give money to special interest, and then it turned out it did, and then he blamed Senator Dodd at the time for it, and Dodd brought out the letter where Obama said he wouldn't sign it if that wasn't in there. I mean, he is a rubber stamp for the globalists, and the stuff they load his teleprompter with is total lies. And he knowingly gets up there and lies. But again, he's just an actor. He's a nobody, just like Bush was. Obama to unleash truth teams to counter negative coverage. Yeah, these are truth teams. And it goes through all of it. ABC News is reporting it. Oh, he actually did have it. It's actually in the article. Steve did add it. Steve's so good. One Obama truth squad in Missouri vowed to arrest anyone telling lies about Obama and acted to otherwise intimidate anyone criticizing him or his policies. Yeah, there it is. And then you click the article, and it brings up the Infowars.com article from 3.5-4 years ago titled, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Truth? And sure enough, there it is. But never fear, they have the independent watchdog that's nonpartisan, funded by Obama and George Soros, because they're independent. Investigation, Media Matters conspires with White House to influence news. Progressive government mouthpiece routinely attacks Alex Jones, Ron Paul. Of course, even calling themselves progressive is a lie. An investigation by the Daily Caller has confirmed that the leftist organization, Media Matters, which routinely attacks Alex Jones and the InfoWars, is an Obama administration front that strategizes with the White House on a weekly basis on how to influence and direct the media. I remember walking through a grocery store 3 years ago and seeing Obama's enemies list on the cover of a newspaper, and I read my name in there, and I'm like, wow. Then I confirmed through a source I'm indeed on an enemies list, huge FBI file, you name it. And then they had all these magazines and Nightline come out and say I'm evil and going to cause violence. And all it did was give us more credibility because these were just such discredited liars. But it is creepy. I mean, what are they going to try next? Because the Media Matters, out of the top 10 people they attack, I'm right in the middle. I mean, I'm attacked on a weekly basis. Other folks they attack on a monthly basis. There's only a few people they attack on a daily basis. I'm on a weekly basis. And again, it's not that I don't mind being attacked. It's that it's creepy to have people like this attacking you. It is super, super, super mega creepy. Yeah, here's the headline. Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Truth? KMOV-TV. Last Tuesday, without any fanfare, the Obama administration, or campaign at the time, announced Jennifer Joyce and Bob McCullough, the top prosecutors in St. Louis City and St. Louis County, were joining something called Obama's Truth Squad. And then it goes on. They plan to respond immediately to any misleading advertisements and statements that might violate Missouri's ethics laws. No judge, no jury. They just say so. We want to keep this campaign focused on issues, Joyce told me. Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. See, the police now are political officers, and the prosecutors, they will decide. The Truth Squad's plan is to identify false attacks and respond immediately with truthful information, Joyce McCullough said. Truthful information like Obama is a Christian, because the police say so, with plans to cut taxes for everyone making under $250,000 a year. You notice that didn't happen. The Obama campaign says prosecutors from Kansas area and some rural areas also joining Truth Squads, and Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer also expected to be part of the team. Whether it's directly attributed to the campaign or to some of the soft money contributors, McCullough told me. So it's not the Federal Elections Commission now. It's they'll decide. If they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not the truth. This is the truth. And then they went on in the newscast to talk about also arresting people and saying that, you know, Rush Limbaugh is going to maybe get in some trouble. It's a long article. It goes on and on. So if you want to find it, the headline, and there's video too. Who's afraid of the big bad truth? Of course, that's our headline. I forget what KMOV-TV called it. Oh, we're sorry. The page you're looking for cannot be found. See, that's why we save entire articles like that one. I remember getting the call by the webmaster going, we only post blurbs. Why are you saying the whole thing? I said, they'll pull this. First Amendment, document this type of terrorism against the public that the media engaged in along with them. Hey, have the IT guys, why the banner isn't working on that page? I want to find out why on older pages it's dead. Like, just print it and show it to them so there's no confusion about that existing that I just talked about right there. Or it'll turn into a three-day investigation to find the link that isn't there when it's right there. Thank you. I said I'd go back to your calls, but let me hit some Ron Paul news that we already covered in the first hour, but we'll do it again for folks that want to hear it. Could Ron Paul still win Maine? And even the New York Times occasionally tells the truth and admits that he's getting the most delegates and that some of the precincts were shut down because of snow and that they announced Romney the winner with 4% of the vote being in. And, of course, the same thing happened out in Nevada. 2% were in, and they announced him as the winner. Here's a Steve Watson article at InfoWars.com. Paul campaign points to anomalies in Romney's Maine victory. Slams mainstream media suggests Romney may have had a hand in canceling key county caucuses. So, yes, Ron Paul is pointing out evidence of chicanery. Good job, Ron Paul. Of course, there's never election fraud in America. They've just pulled out the stops against Ron Paul. So it's a conspiracy theory to not trust known liars. You're just supposed to trust them. CPAC boss says Jeb Bush may be nominee at broker convention since Ron Paul and Mitt Romney right now are neck and neck for delegates that they may, or they may put Jeb in as the VP. Man, I got to tell you, I'm sick of the Bushes. I'm sick of Obama. But with Bushes, you don't just get banker puppets. You actually get really nasty, secretive black operators who gave you stuff like 9/11. I tell you, I don't believe in lesser of two evils, and I got to tell you, I could not vote for another Bush. I could not vote for a Bush, and I couldn't vote for Obama. I guess it doesn't matter. It's like asking somebody, you want to bob for apples in this latrine or that latrine? I'm like, I don't choose to. And they're like, but you have to choose, and I'm like, no. No, I'm not going to climb into either porta potty and bob for apples. Those aren't apples. They're like, shut up, conspiracy theory. They are apples. I'm like, no, it's a latrine. It's a porta potty. That's not apples. They're like, shut up, it's apples. Let's go to Mike in California. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm actually not calling from California. I'm calling from a little town called Camrose just outside of Edmonton in Alberta, Canada.
Okay, Canada. I just saw CA and thought California. You're right. It's Canada.
No worries, Alex, the gay frog hater. Hey, listen, couple things. I played in a rock and band for a long time. We played in bars all over the place up here. And I've personally seen an emergence of people that are really catching on your message. I always wear my InfoWars gear whenever I'm on stage playing for people. And before, during, and after the shows, people come up to me and say, hey, did you get that from InfoWars? And, you know, then they want to talk about it and whatnot. And side issue, that's just the one indicator of success on your part.
Our part.
Our part, that's right, Alex, that's right.
They can kill me, brother. They can kill me. They can kill Ron Paul. They can't kill all of you. And that's what I know is going to, if they kill us, that's the way it is. Keep carrying the ball. Just keep moving forward.
You got it, Alex. One more thing I've never really heard covered on here, and I don't know what kind of an issue it is, but I wanted to bring it up to you. I work on aluminum. I restore aluminum on oil field equipment, a lot of which actually goes to Texas from Alberta here. We're kind of like the Canadian Texas here. But anyhow, in the last 10 years, I've been working on aluminum, and in the, about the last 3 years, with the with what they're using on the roads to make them safe from snow and ice and whatnot, it used to be just salt, right? But now they're using this calcium bicarbonate or calcium—I don't know what it's called—but I'm noticing that it's eating holes in the metal. And I've brought this up to some of my customers that the damage is a lot worse than it used to be. And they're telling me that it's actually eating out the wiring along the bottom of the frame of the truck and the harness and whatnot.
Stay there. I want to hear about this. I was aware of some of it. They're putting toxic waste in everything, not just our water. That's how they get it to buy us. Yeah, what's happened is big chemical companies and others have got all this toxic waste, and they don't know where to put it, so they have it mixed into metal alloys. They have uranium mixed in now with cement, a DU mixed in with different metal parts on forklifts and things, and that's what they're doing. And I have actually seen some blurbs, but I haven't done much research into it, about all sorts of new chemical mixes that they're dumping on highways to, quote, keep the snow down, but that really it's that chemical companies have learned to lobby and sell to cities cocktails of chemicals that'll eat through ice, and it's just so they don't have to pay to store the toxic waste. They don't have to pay to have it shipped out of the country. They just dump it onto your highways. It's the oldest trick in the book. Take yard fertilizer. You notice the type for grass, it says do not put on gardens because it's got heavy metals in it. Well, that just runs off into the water supply. And humans, it's not just the elite. Humans have always dumped everything in the river and let folks downstream deal with it. It's just good old-fashioned pollution. But specifically, what are you saying is in this stuff that's eating everything?
Well, they're saying it's calcium bicarbonate, but they've got a few different names for it. And like I said, it's eating the wiring out from the underside of the trucks, and it's actually scoring little holes into the aluminum that I have a real rough time getting out. And sometimes it's as high as 11 feet up on the top of, it'll have a cabinet on the back of a picker truck or something like that. And I asked them, well, If that's what it's doing to the metal and the wiring, then what do you suppose it's doing in the fine mist when you're driving down the highway behind these guys to your lungs? Because you are breathing it, or guys that live in the country or whatever. And so, I mean, just, you know, by process of elimination, you can deduce that more than likely if it's eating holes in metal, it's probably not very good for us.
So you're saying this stuff's so powerful that it eats holes in just a matter of hours. It's not like regular salt where you've got to leave tons of it on metal and it takes months or even years. You're saying, how fast is this eating holes in the aluminum?
Well, let me put it this way. I've been doing this for about 10 years, and I've got customers that I would go and do their stuff once a year. And, you know, I keep in regular contact with them, and within a month, they're telling me that it's eating holes in it. So that's pretty quick. And, I mean, you're talking about guys that are on the road pretty much every day. And not only that, but they're using the same product to put on the back roads for dust suppression. So it's year-round.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call. Tony in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Glad to talk to you.
Thank you.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to relay a story to a couple of arrests I had. Last time I was thrown in jail, I am a follower of Christ, so you understand where I'm coming from. I'm a follower of Christ. I don't carry any of the marks of the world where they claim ownership of the carrier. So I've gone to jail so many times that I've lost count, and the county where I was going to jail at, they got tired of paying for all these court costs and everything and jail time. So they started looking into the law to try to figure some way to keep me in jail for a long time. And the judge, the prosecutor, and the sheriff all ordered the deputies to leave me alone. And the reason I know this is because the very next day, the deputy stopped me, and he held me for something like 30 minutes, threatening me, saying he's going to take everything I have. He said that they've ordered me not to do this, but as soon as they find out I can take you under law, I'm going to come after you, and I'm going to take everything you got and throw you in jail.
No, sir, you've hit the key to everything here. Why do you think police admit, even in the news, they're ordered to release illegal aliens? Because the globalists want them here to drive down wages and to balkanize the country. I'm not even blaming the folks for wanting to be here. They're fleeing tyranny into another tyranny, but one that isn't as bad yet. But that's why the illegals are above the law, is because they just keep coming back and they just ignore all these fraudulent globalist laws. Okay? Now, the globalists call you a sovereign citizen. They say you're the number one enemy because when they bring in their cashless society, everybody's going to start imitating what you've done. And if you don't follow what they're doing, they won't be able to get their new world order. And so Agenda 21, all of it, is designed to bankrupt you and make you go into their compact cities to live in their government housing where you're forced to take the shots and all the rest of it. And so people like you, who are completely dropping out of this corrupt system, you're the people they hate. And because they can't suck any money out of you, they're now leaving you alone. I'd try to be friendly to them and explain why you're doing what you're doing. You know, I got Ed Asner coming up. But after he leaves us, if you want to stay on hold, I'll go into some overdrive. I want to talk to you some more because this is a phenomenon everywhere.
Architects and engineers have designed and built the great structures that have made our world and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Ed Asner. Welcome to Architects and Engineers. Let's look now at modern steel frame buildings. This is the Empire State Building, a marvel of modern architecture. It was built to last. Architects and engineers of today use computers to design and engineer buildings that will endure the forces of nature, such as earthquakes, fires, and hurricanes. This modern skyscraper was also built to last. We've seen buildings completely destroyed like this before, but only when done intentionally. Danny Jowenko is the expert on this in Europe. What did he say?
Dit is controlled demolition. Zeker weten.
Zeker weten.
Er is naast komen. Dit is in opdracht gebeurd. Het heeft een team gedaan van experts.
Let's compare.
All right. That's a 5-minute video that you can obviously watch at Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. It's been seen millions of times online, and now PBS channels, I know, around the country have also been airing it. Our guest really needs no introduction. He has a lot of courage, whether you agree with his politics completely or not. Undoubtedly, he's an honorable person who stands up for what he believes is right, Ed Asner. And he's volunteering his time again for a new film they're working on shooting soon with a laundry list of other famous actors. I can't say any as famous as Ed Asner, but some of them close. A Violation of Trust that basically puts the whole thing on trial. And that is very, very exciting. 911newinvestigation.com has information on that as well. AE 911 Truth. has information on it. Bottom line, I've talked to the emergency manager, deputy head in New York. He said there were bombs in the buildings. He was told that. He was there. Building 7, he died right after the interview. Danny Jawinko, one of the top controlled demolition experts in Europe, went public. They ran him over in a suspicious automobile accident. They've killed a lot of people. They're really scared of experts. And Ed, obviously, he's putting his life on the line. So am I. I've talked to police officers by name on this show who were there and heard the countdown to blow up Building 7. And then the disinfo people spin that and say, you're just attacking the police officers like they were involved. No, the firefighters and police were told, get back. They're bringing it down. They didn't say who they were. And you see now with Democracy Now!, but before then she was just on in New York, Amy Goodman getting the countdown and running, and then you see Building 7 blow up. And I've talked to one police officer who's in that video who was there, and they said, get out of here. There's a countdown. It's going to come down. We have police on video saying on CNN, get back. They're bringing 7 down. So 7 is the key, and Ed Asner has volunteered his time to expose it. I wanted to spend some time on 9/11 with him and then get into some other issues. But Ed, great to have you here with us, sir.
Good to be with you, Alex. Keep doing the great work you're doing.
So much is happening. Just out of the gates, your view on 9/11, why you question it, and give us a little tidbits on this film that's in development.
Well, it's called an imaginary film of a commission assembled by the government to finally and fully hear and examine what happened on 9/11, with particular emphasis on Building 7. And there was, if one follows the script, definitely governmental activity in the actions that took place that day. I made also a 10-minute film with Mark Rydell. Names flee from me like my years.
Hey, I understand. I've actually got a list of all the films you've made about 9/11, and I can't even find them here in my list. The point is, you've done a lot of great work exposing this, but just watching Building 7 come down, I mean, it's so ridiculous. The blast points, the free fall, all of it, and they're scared to death of any investigation. You know, Rumsfeld was asked by Eric Mueller, a talk show host, about the controlled demolition of it, and Rumsfeld said, I don't even know that exists, and basically implied the building didn't even exist, and we were crazy to even ask.
Rumsfeld has run at the mouth before, and why should he stop now? He was one of the chiefs that day. The 10-minute film I made with Mark Rydell, Brian was our director and writer, in which I introduced the idea that Building 7 came down with assisted help. It was not damaged by either of the planes. The owner himself said, is quoted as having said, we're going to have to pull it. And so my argument in the film is based on the fact that, well, to pull a building, in other words, destroy it, you have to have explosives brought in and placed judiciously throughout the building to bring it down. And I further the argument, if they could do that with that building, why couldn't they do it with the Twin Towers? Which I feel they did. They assisted, brought them down. There are great arguments by the architects and engineers that the planes themselves could not have done that to those buildings. So if the planes couldn't have done it, if you accept that premise, then it had to have been pre-planted explosives.
Well, you're right about that, but expanding on it, now even the LA Times admits that Al-Qaeda, real Al-Qaeda, has been given control of Libya. They're being used to invade Syria. They're being used to launch terror attacks inside Iran. Even NBC had the headline Friday, Israel uses terror group to attack Iran. And then they admit it's a Wahhabist group out of Saudi Arabia. I've interviewed the head of the U.S. Embassy, Mr. Springman, who said they wouldn't let Mohammed Atta and others into the U.S. in 2000 because they were flagged as terrorists. And then they got a call from the State Department saying they work for the CIA. That's their cover. Let them in. And I mean, this isn't theories. I've interviewed the people who witnessed this. Sybil Edmonds, as you know, FBI translator,
yeah,
heard Al-Qaeda being commanded on the day of 9/11 by the Pentagon.
Well, I mean, the fabric is so rotten. I suppose people... I didn't hear about the European expert being run over. Was he killed?
Yes, he was killed.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, I guess I have to tremble in my boots then.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's cold here now, so I'll tremble anyway.
Oh, man, I tell you, it is... It is so sad how crazy things have gotten. But the good news is people are starting to wake up. What do you make, Ed, of just the craziness of the world today and open discussions of huge wars being launched?
Well, it looks like Iran is being set up for some kind of action with the Soyuz being blocked by our Navy. And I imagine that... there will be some action this summer or fall to either create another October surprise or to say, well, it's Israel. Well, we can't do anything about that. We can, of course, if our Congress didn't keep supplying them with all the money in the world that they need.
Well, my issue is this. I don't want anything to happen to Israel. I'm not an enemy of Israel. But my issue is Iran, if they develop a nuclear weapon, which they're not even close to doing, according to the CIA, Israel's got hundreds of nukes. And the Iranians have been taking all these terror attacks in their country without responding back. And their scientists being killed. I mean, who says that... That Iran would ever attack Israel with a single nuke. I mean, Pakistan has 100 nukes, and our government's bombing their country, even though they're saying stop it. And I've had people like Colonel Schaefer on, and he agrees with me. The number one threat is starting a war with Pakistan now.
Well, I have been in touch with certain SEALs who feel that an action is forthcoming, and they're trying to alert and get people to pay attention and to make some motion of stopping it before it gets too started and the American press starts brainwashing us that creating a false flag operation. We have to watch and see what kind of false flag is going to be developed on this issue.
Boy, you said it, Ed. They are calling for false flags. I've seen the CFR publicly say a provocation would be great.
Yeah.
And I've seen the Brookings Institute and Clapper, the head of national security, openly talk about how great an attack would be because then they'd have an excuse to attack.
Yeah.
Very transparent.
Well, I don't know where it's going to end. My mind is boggled at the complicity that goes on throughout this world. And I have no answers. I would merely like to expose the truth or continue trying to help the exposure of truth for what was done in the past. If we can solve the past, then maybe we can militate against future such horrendous complicity in the future.
Well, you're right. Again, if we can't turn around and expose the old crimes, then the corrupt system is going to get away with greater and greater and greater.
Of course. And the American people have to stop saying, who are we? What do we stand for? What are we doing? And, Ron Paul, for whatever other faults he may have, certainly says, let's stop our foreign engagements. And if we only could put a break on these foreign engagements, it would be a lot more difficult to initiate the false flag operations that always precede these holocausts that we become engaged in, such as Iraq, even Afghanistan.
Well, the good news is, Ed, and I want your perspective on this, it does seem that more people are becoming aware. Congress has the lowest approval rating ever. People don't like Mitt Romney, and they don't like Barack Obama. Despite the media trying to demonize Ron Paul and make stuff up, he's had a better showing than ever. And I see that as a real indicator that across the board, people are starting to wake up.
Well, but you need a point man. I'm afraid we don't have one. You need a point man. And Ron Paul will be discredited by the big money operators. And all we can do is call him a voice in the wilderness.
As things come to a head, I want to go back to this SEAL situation. So you know currently serving Navy SEALs, obviously you're there in California and a famous guy, and you're saying that they're reaching out to you saying, please warn everyone, it's about to happen. That's what I'm being told by my military sources, sir.
Yeah, the same thing here. And they're trying to enlist as many people as they can, but they're not in power right now, and they don't have sufficient power to generate a finger pointing that will take effect.
Why are the SEALs not wanting to go to war? I mean, I know that's a silly question, but what have they told you?
They said that more or less the false flag is coming, and that we're going to be involved in more foreign escapades. And you know, one of these triggers on false flag operations runs the danger of worldwide conflict if it gets out of hand. And I think that's what they're afraid of.
Incredible. You're saying Navy SEALs and Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild and hundreds of films, TV shows, one of the most famous living actors out there, an icon who doesn't make stuff up, is saying he's talking to Navy SEALs who say not only is the war coming, but that a false flag or staged terror attack as a provocation is coming. And they're saying they have intel on this. This is incredible news, Ed.
Well, I can't divulge and I can't go further than what I've said. They've alerted me, and I've tried to help in whatever way I can, but there's only so much I can do and only so much I will stick my neck out.
No, I understand. Now, remember Cheney, Cy Hirsch exposed this, and Ray McGovern, former CIA analyst, told us at the time, but you couldn't get into sources, but Cy Hirsch reported, as you know, after Cheney left office 3 years ago, that 2 years before that, 5 years ago, Cheney ordered the SEALs to paint up blue boats like Navy, like the Iranian Navy boats, and to stage an attack on a destroyer. And we know that Admiral Fallon at the time said no. That's why he later resigned. But we've already come that close before, so I guess that's probably why the SEALs know about stuff like this. Did they say anything about that?
No, they did not. But I'm sure they know about it. If I were to question them further, and I haven't.
Wow. Anything else you can tell us about the SEALs reaching out to you?
Well, I would, off air, give you the name of the gentleman I talked to.
Oh, wow. I don't. Okay. Well, the show ends here in a few minutes, and we'll talk off air, Ed. Just amazing. Or perhaps I should get you back on, too. I know that you were going to be on and then got tied up, and we could talk forever about these subjects. Doesn't it feel like you lived through World War II? I wasn't around then. But doesn't it feel like that calm before the storm as all these armies are lining up and they're putting the fleet out there menacing China and the Chinese president saying, prepare for a war with the U.S.? I went back and looked at history. I've never seen times that a Chinese president was saying, prepare for war with the U.S. The Russians are saying, don't go into Syria and threatening back and putting troops in. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, was it yesterday's New York Times, or was it today's? your lead article on the right of the commander of the SEALs calling for greater widespread operations by the SEALs throughout the world, greater budgeting, greater activity by the SEALs in doing covert operations. And this is all part of it, creating, instead of drones, they would use SEALs to create the demolition of individuals, such as the auto accident that took care of your the Polish engineer or whatever he was, who commented on 9/11.
Yeah, Danny Jawinko.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, they say it was very suspicious how he died. I actually pulled it back up. It was a few months ago. Just out of nowhere, his car was actually taken control of and veered off into a tree, but the dog was okay. And then there was a bunch of suspicious stuff around it, just like with Princess Diana and her killing. But what's incredible about this, she even wrote a letter saying, if I'm killed, Charles says he's going to kill me in a fake auto accident. She's killed that way. The whole thing's suspicious, but the mainstream media calls it a conspiracy theory, Ed.
Yeah, well, they dismiss all of us that way. I can't tell you how many times I've talked to wonderful, intelligent, certainly not right-wing reactionaries, and brought up the subject of 9/11. And they look at me goggle-eyed. They remind me of the plastic dogs in the back of cars that they have sitting there. Bobbing their heads and looking at me with amazement, little plastic dogs. And they think I'm out of my goddamn mind. But I realize that the American people, for the most part, no matter how intelligent they are, don't want to have the myth of Santa Claus, America, destroyed by hearing such stories. They either don't want the myth destroyed, or they shake in fear that they don't want to be complicit in harboring such thoughts.
Well, that was my next question. It's funny you bring that up. I've studied other empires, history, corruption, and the corruptors know that once they get things to a certain point, once they sell a big enough lie and people buy into it, they will defend the corrupt system in fears of bringing it down. But at a certain point, you've got to bring it all down because the system itself is threatening to destroy all life on this planet.
Exactly. But how do you achieve unity in people in demanding redress to these crimes in our name, supposedly to maintain our wonderful, comfortable way of living? That's the final reason, the final excuse, the raison d'etre. You don't question authority. Well, if we don't start questioning authority, as you do, as I do in my little way, we don't start questioning, then authority will finally have us sealed up in such a bottle we couldn't get out of if we scream bloody murder.
You're right, Ed Asner. We've only got 4 or 5 minutes left. We're going to end the official broadcast, and I'll say bye to you and get that contact, if it's okay with you,
for
that seal, because we do need to do everything we can right now to try to turn this around. And I think we can do it. I mean, we stopped Cheney the last time he wanted to do that. He tried to start a war with the Russians back in 08. We've got to try as hard as we can, because when you've got all the top brass and even the head of the Mossad being fired a year ago for saying to Netanyahu, don't attack Iran, it's going to be a catastrophe. These politicians have just become so divorced from reality. You know, looking at history, Ed, and of course you know better than I, before it was politicians worried about generals trying to start wars because they wanted to fight wars and be heroes. But now it's generals stopping the crazy politicians from wars who have no idea what they're about to get us into. I mean, that's what's scary, Ed, is that the generals and military across the board are saying, do not start this. Russia and China are going to get involved.
Well, a typical example would be Hitler. Hitler, who insisted that his moves against the various states of Europe were always questioned and tried to be soft-pedaled, slowed by his generals, but his orders ran amok, and World War II was launched by his hubris, and the generals had to follow. And the same thing is occurring here. People who aren't generals are and when the generals complain, they get replaced. They did this in Iraq a couple of times, if you'll recall. Shinseki was one, I think, and
a bunch of them.
And the Latin American was another. They got rid of them.
Fallon, Mullen, the last two Joint Chiefs of Staff, have said, "Don't do this."
Yeah. So we're in the same pickle, and unless somebody somehow scares the crap out of Congress to get them to change their march to oblivion, that's what we're faced with here.
Your SEAL contact, what I've been told is it's an October surprise, but it could happen in June, July, August, September.
Yeah. And of course, we won't be directly involved. The Israelis keep appearing as the 600-pound gorilla, and I don't know how you're going to control them.
Well, from my military contacts and what's now been admitted, that's all part of a staged event to act like the U.S. is reluctant.
Yeah.
But the people running the U.S. are going to have Israel as basically the fire starter, and then the United States and NATO are going to come in with both feet.
Yeah. NATO. Yeah. Another arm of the United States.
I tell you, Ed Asner, it is just incredible. And you're right, we've got to expose 9/11 because it's the lie that all of this is based on, including TSA, sticking their hands down people's pants.
Yeah. Well, I'm starting to get used to that. I love to go to airports.
Yeah, just have all of them look like Marilyn Monroe. Could you hire some hot blondes?
Yeah. God. If only.
Oh, God bless you, Ed Asner. I'm going to say bye to you here at the break, and hopefully we'll get you back up sooner rather than later, because I'd love to have you on and take some calls. But I'll talk.
Be happy to.
Well, that's wonderful, sir. All right, folks, that's it for this transmission. See you back tonight, 7 o'clock, for InfoWars Nightly News, God willing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Overdrive.
I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised.
We're in overdrive, and I am here taking a few final calls. I want to finish with Tony in Idaho, who's telling a story, and then get to Matt in Australia. And I won't be able to get to Gary and Michelle. I apologize. But Tony in Idaho, so they've arrested you many, many times. Finally, they couldn't squeeze any money out of you. They tried to find a way to lock you up permanently to teach you a lesson, but the Constitution wouldn't let them do that. There'll be a FEMA camp later, don't worry. But because you're out of their system, which a lot of folks have been forced out of it because you just can't live in it. A lot of people can't. It's designed to be unsustainable, so they can force you into their system. That they now are just leaving you alone. I mean, you know, the police, you're told to leave illegal aliens alone. Can't you leave sovereign citizens, mainly folks that have lost everything they had or disabled? I know a lot of these folks here in Austin. Can't you just let them sleep with their little minivan? Can't you just let them have their little can of Spam and their crackers and go do odd jobs at people's houses? No, you got to arrest them every week and beat them up because they're the Americans that aren't paying money to the foreign bankers. They're the Americans that aren't going to go along with the cashless society. And it's the same. They're attacking these type of guys all over the world. Let me guess your profile, Tony. Did I accurately guess it, or are you a handyman?
Pretty much, yes.
There you go. I just know hundreds of this guy. Okay, and so they attack you like you're the living plague because the feds have taught them so. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was going to say the last cop that stopped me was a month after they had already told me that the sheriff had ordered him to leave me alone. And I was kind of worried because this guy followed me for a long ways past a bunch of houses, and he stopped me out in the middle of nowhere out on a dirt road.
Yeah, well, because they tell him these are cop killers, that you want to deal with them. Go ahead and arrest him. He reads ADL comic books all day, believing it. And so he was ready for you probably out there on that lonely stretch. By the way, I didn't ask you if you were a handyman, did I? Off air.
No.
No, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. You are people, I don't want to get into your whole story, but I imagine it's been pretty rough, and now you're out there just trying to get food to eat.
Yeah, I'd like to tell you about that last stop. This is a cop that had taken an oath to uphold the Constitution. He was accusing me of being a constitutionalist as if I was a lawbreaker by being a constitutionalist in his mind.
No, I know. See, I knew that was coming next. No, it's all ADL, which is a foreign government, and Southern Poverty Law Center, and these Obama globalists that say we're the enemy. Listen, they tell cops you're a terrorist if you talk about Agenda 21. It's all real. It's all happening. Everything we talked about is happening, but these cops are brainwashed. Listen, I have video of police finding a copy of a Constitution in a car, and they begin to hyperventilate. And you think it's a Monty Python joke. It's not.
Yeah, one of the reasons that the sheriff had ordered them to leave me alone is because there is a maxim of law written in man's law, in American law, that states the source of the right determines the governing law. I am a follower of Christ. I haven't submitted myself.
Well, that's right. That's why the Amish don't have to have all the IDs and stuff, because under common law, it's recognized they are apart from the system, and this country was founded by the pilgrims trying to do the same thing. The basis of America is about leave me alone. The basis of America is I can come out of your system.
Yep, absolutely.
I know my ancestors hopped on a ship, a leaky ship, and came across the ocean trying to get away from all that stuff. But, I mean, it's right back here. And they're like, well, you got to follow some law. Yeah, if it's not a totally lawless New World Order law, it's not constitutional. And our Constitution is based on God's law. It points out our law comes from God, and you're going to follow it. I'm going into more overdrive. I'm going to come back with Matt in Australia, Tony, and others. Tony, God bless you. I appreciate your call. Now I have time to take those other calls. Call back in. 800-259-9231. Those callers I said I couldn't go to, I'll come back to you.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back, my friends.
And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Yeah, that's poetry. When I was way out there, people thought I was crazy. But not because I didn't know enough. I knew too much. I know that old man that just called in, though. I've never met him. Never talked to him until today. And I know the police that are listening right now. And I know the women. And I know the children. And I know myself. They say that if you know yourself, that that's the beginning of real knowledge. Fear of God is the beginning of knowledge as well. Ha ha ha, bless your soul, you think you're in control. No, no one is in control, ladies and gentlemen, but God, and the fool has said in his heart there is no God. All right, I want to hit a few other news items here before I finish up with some of these calls in this segment. And I also want to point everybody to a video that I put out Sunday morning. That's got well over 200,000 views, and the way the YouTube system's delayed, I'll probably have a 500,000 by tomorrow, which is good, because this will really save a lot of lives. The secret of Whitney Houston's death discovered. And then I just get into the dangers of prescription drugs in the piece and point out that it was prescription drugs that killed her and not the illegal drugs. Not that I'm saying illegal drugs are good either. And I just point out the same globalists that are pushing prescription drugs on us are the ones bringing illegal drugs in. So it's an important video, and it goes along with an article written by Paul Watson that's also gone viral today. Establishment media hides fact that Big Pharma killed Whitney Houston. Here's some of the other articles at Infowars.com. Mossad boss secretly trekked to U.S. looking for Iran attack green light. And the media is leaking that. Kurt wrote about it. But that's just all part of this show, to act like Israel. And people say, well, you're defending Israel, saying the U.S. is involved. No, I'm not. The leadership of Israel is crazy wanting this war. And their own advisors have told them that on record. The point is the U.S. government's involved as well, because the U.S. government is globalist, just like Israel. Does that mean the Iranians are good? No. I don't like big government. I'm into the founding fathers and history. I don't like big authoritarian government. They're all bad. The Chi-Coms, the Russians, all of it. The world's in a lot of trouble. Free, good countries are very rare. You got to work really hard for them. So this idea of, well, you either are for the Iranians or for the United States. For the Iranians, Halliburton for 15 years under sanctions is the only company allowed to sell them oil-filled equipment, shutting down all our other companies. Halliburton's going to lecture us all day how patriotic they are when they're based in Dubai to get away from extradition charges. XEO, they're so patriotic. Blackwater, they're a bunch of globalists that hate this country. Their minions down at the grassroots level, killing themselves for the New World Order, think they're doing it for America. They take our best and brightest farm boys and turn them into New World Order killers. And they go around killing people all day, murdering people, torturing people, thinking they're defending America, doing the hard things they have to save the country. All right, I'm going to your calls. It's just I see this news. China avoids clear support for UN peacekeepers in Syria. I told you that was coming 6 months ago. They've always planned, it's part of a larger plan, Wesley Clark's talked about it, to invade. They've already got proxy armies invading from three sides. And they've got fake actors all over CNN who are the voice of the resistance, lying about casual. I'm not saying Assad's good, but it's clear exaggeration, like babies in incubators. How do I know it's all fake? I hardly watch CNN, but I heard about these people they have on via Skype video, so I started going and watching them. The guys, there's two of them, are such bad actors that Anderson Cooper, who CIA has on every day, they're such bad actors. Show to show, there's different accents, and they go back and forth in their perfect English accent, upper-class English accent, and into the fake Arabic accent of that region. I mean, it's they don't even have good operatives in there. I mean, they can't even, Gary, we need an actor for Team America. America! America! Oh, yeah! Fighting for your freedom! All right. I mean, they don't even have good actors. One day he's like, they are killing us. It is terrible. They're blowing up. They kill, some say they kill no one, not true. 40,000 dead. They kill us. Help us. Please, please come with peace. Leave us now. We will not have, they're killing babies. Just like in Libya. They're raping children. Now the Al-Qaeda forces really are raping people. Yeah, there you go. That's the, they're putting up a Team America where he's like, help me. And they're like, how dare you make fun of us? Fire another missile. That's hilarious. I watched that on the treadmill yesterday. It's not about being gay, Gary. I'm going to stop right there. I'm out of control, ladies and gentlemen. The stress is getting to me. I love it when Alec Baldwin has been very useful to us. Come on in, Hans Blix. All right, I got to go to Australia. World War III, we're on the verge of it, so I'm laughing a little bit. It's gallows humor. Krauthammer, Israel will strike Iran to prevent second Holocaust. The Iranians are not going to be able to do that. U.S. Navy, Iran prepares suicide bomb boats in the Gulf. That means they can't get the SEALs to do it, so they're going to have a robot boat pull up and blow up one of the ships. Get ready for that. Well, they don't have robot boats. No, they just had them 100 years ago. Report, Iran presidential... Yeah, they had remote control boats 100 years ago. Look it up. Report, Iran presidential advisor sentenced. An Iranian news agency reporter says President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's press advisor has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. And now the Ayatollahs are honing in on him to scapegoat him ahead of this war in case it doesn't go well. Just like they're looking at arresting Rupert Murdoch now. You notice you're getting a lot of pro-Obama news out of News Corp, because his Justice Department's going to indict News Corp if they don't. But all News Corp needs to do is just go after Fast and Furious and the rest of it. Bombers target Israeli diplomats in Georgia and India. Who knows if that's true, because the globalists bomb themselves. Al-Qaeda backs U.S. regime change in Syria. Yeah, Al-Qaeda groups are praising the U.S., saying send in more jihadis. NATO's loading them in as fast as they can. Iran preparing suicide boats. Here's another one. Al-Qaeda paradox. Freedom fighters who hate us for our freedom. Tony Cartolucci, great article at prisonplanet.com. Yeah. Arab League, again, wants the UN peacekeepers in Syria. Oh, man. Let's go ahead and go to Matt in Australia. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about with the Big Brother state, and yeah, I just had a witness to it here in Western Australia. I live in a small suburb in Perth, and I had a 7 armed police officers virtually kick down my front gate with a seizure warrant to search my house for cannabis, which me and my wife, yes, we do grow it. It's for our own medicinal purposes because we believe in it so much. But, yeah, the thing was, it was that astounded me to the Big Brother state that you talk about, what's happening in America and us people here in Australia, and like myself, I look at it, and it's quite extreme what people, you guys witness there in America every day with the police brutality and your TSA agents, stuff like that. But back to what happened to me today was, they came and seized all our cannabis and all of our growing equipment, our ballast, our nutrients and all that sort of stuff. But they were tipped off by the power company because I had an excessive power bill of $1,000.
No, no, they admit, guys that are in your house, when you call a service person, they monitor your power, they have drones looking through your walls, and they're now in Canada raiding people for growing cucumbers or mushrooms or lettuce in the winter and saying you're not allowed to have a greenhouse. I mean, that if you're a new listener, folks, I'm not kidding. They raid you without warrants and then still give you a bill saying you're not zoned even in the country to have that. And you're saying you were obviously, were you growing the type of cannabis that has the HTC effect?
Oh, the THC and the CBD.
THC, sorry.
Growing of it and what seeds and that I would.
Sure, but I say more power to you. The point is, it's a great medicinal drug. The point is, George Washington grew, toothache hemp is what they called it. Stuff they'd have you smoke to, you know, you had a toothache or stomach ache. They called it toothache and stomach hemp. That's what George Washington called the stuff he grew that got you high. George Washington smoked pot. the new stuff's a lot more powerful, and you know, I think people should be wary of it, especially if you have the wrong type of personality. It'll turn you into a lazy, you know what. But they're spying on you everywhere. And I've seen people raided, you know, because they got fish tanks or whatever using too much power. And the smart meters, all of it, are spying on us, and it's wrong.
I wanted to grow tomatoes tomorrow. You've taken all of my equipment. I can legally buy the equipment through the hydroponic centers online. I can grab all that stuff. But not because you're growing it for cannabis. We have, you know, there's a lot of money gets invested in the stuff, you know. And it's got me thinking, Alex, you know, I thought to myself, well, okay, well, I'm looking to that. We do have a hemp party here in Australia, but it's been going for a few years now. There's only 13 members that are part of this. And it gets me thinking, it's the platform that California is using. And I think it was the We Grow, they were supplying all the nutrients and all the growing systems and that. And that's, let's turn this around because of the
medicinal purposes. Well, look, bottom line, they hate marijuana because it's grassroots. They want hardcore drugs. They ship in both pharmaceutical and illegal. So don't use any pharmaceuticals or any hard drugs. Marijuana's got some good uses but can also cause problems. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Stay with us.